Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of April, 2026. We're at war, folks. We're at war in more ways than one. Of course, during the show yesterday, Donald Trump dropped a figurative nuke on Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly. And of course, the interesting thing about, and there's lots of interesting things about this, and we will be talking about it today. I know Alex Jones has taken the high road, as really all of them are, all the people that he attacked. I'm not sure I'll be able to maintain the high road posture, actually. I think I'm gonna be mocking everything about this today. And we're gonna be having fun today. It is a Friday broadcast, after all. I think we work hard enough just to laugh at some of this stuff every once in a while. But we do have a lot to talk about. Of course, we will be getting into the Trump attack and the reaction, which has been, as always, extremely gratifying and uplifting. I mean, there is a very strange dichotomy that is almost a constant here at InfoWars, where we get hit with something that's just like devastating, whether it's we're getting shut down, the bankruptcy, Donald Trump turning on us, whatever it is. And it's always immediately followed up by the greatest outpouring of support and love and like true appreciation for Alex Jones in particular that you've ever seen. So it's just been amazing seeing my entire X feed is just everyone I follow being like, yeah, we're with Alex on this one. We actually, Alex is 100% the real deal. Totally. It's not even a question. Is he putting out new Truth? Oh, he got a new Truth Social. Glaze job saying Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a fantastic job. He's running against a lunatic named Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. He is like obsessed with Thomas Massey. What a weird insult. So hold on. He says that he's running against Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. This is the thing. Other people have said before, like, Thomas Massey has, like, Trump derangement. No, Trump literally has Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's supposed to be apparently doing an endorsement for Lindsey Graham. It goes off the rails about one sentence in, and suddenly he's saying that you shouldn't vote for Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham is running against a guy who's friends with Thomas Massey. It's like Donald Trump wakes up in a cold sweat after a nightmare of Thomas Massey. He checks his closet for Thomas Massey before he goes to bed at night. He makes the maids in the White House look under the bed to make sure Thomas Massey isn't hiding there. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome, and it's very sad to see. This is all sad to see, right? The Lindsey Graham endorsement. I mean, today he's endorsed like Palantir, Lindsey Graham. I don't know. There were some other ones where it's just, okay, this is MAGA now. Hope you guys have fun. Yeah, let me know whatever other truth social posts that he puts up. So I don't know if you know this. We're on television right now. Do you know that right now this broadcast is in fact flying through the air and being beamed into television sets? Somebody tell Donald Trump. He seems to think that the world is television, and that if somebody's not on television, they don't exist. Does he know that we are in fact on the television right now, believe it or not? So again, we're going to get into it. We're going to take your calls. We're going to play a lot of videos today from supporters and haters alike. We'll break it all down. I'll do your daily dispatch on the other side, but, it's going to be a good show today. Stay tuned, folks. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. That's the only way we get support. Everyone we help throws us under the bus. Not you, the audience. We love you.
We have two new products at thealexjonesstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time released, then with a very strong dose of high quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday broadcast. Man, we got a lot of videos, including just a lot of, like, old-school Alex Jones videos. As often happens when Alex Jones or InfoWars gets into a bit of a tight spot, the outpouring of love online is truly overwhelming and extremely uplifting. It's just absolutely great seeing how many people just understand what's actually going on. Because on the flip side of it, you get an outpouring of people, and I don't know how to even address it. I don't know how to explain it. There are people out there that clearly do not know how to contend with reality. They have no discernment. I think at the end of the day, the way to put it is they have no discernment, meaning that not only do they believe lies, which is, you know, the obvious and immediate thing you think of if you think lacking discernment and somebody can lie to you and you just believe them, being gullible. But there's a flip side of that. That's like anti-gullible. That's like so skeptical, I don't understand how you function day to day. For example, I'm going to show a video a little bit later. I was up until 3 in the freaking morning editing this thing. But it was worth it. But I thought it was worth it because yesterday during the Alex Jones show, wait, what? Paul Dance just dropped out? No. Did he really? He was just on with us. Oh, well, that's a bummer. He should have told us. He could have dropped out on here and given us a headline. All right, well, clearly, you know, I'm not sure where Trump is, but wherever he is, Lindsey Graham is right behind him with a little whip. Now insult Mark Lynch. Just how it seems. Just, again, just so utterly pathetic. But I'm going to show a video here in just a second because yesterday, I'm sitting in the office. My office is like right outside Alex's studio. And so I saw firsthand this phenomenon unfold, this miracle unfold where this preacher on the Alex Jones show is talking about being a battle axe. And then this battle axe shows up and it was truly like, I mean, maybe it was just impossibly coincidental, but it's like how many coincidences have to stack up before you're like, what is going on here? But if you watch that, it's so self-evidently real what's happening. I mean, Alex would probably be a good actor, but he's not summoning tears to his eyes on command to fool people, for make-believe, right? And so it's like you watch this video of somebody just being completely real. Alex Jones, like, getting choked up. I'm sitting in my office getting choked up myself because it just seems so, so perfect. And yet people can watch that and go, this is all, you know, WWE, this is all pro wrestling crap. This is, they set it up. And it's like, how can you watch something so real, so truthful, so raw, so just like unfakeable? I don't know, man. It's like, do you think anything is real? What, how do you think that anything is real if you can't see that this is real? And that's the part that I like have trouble understanding. I'm like, so do they really think that like literally everything is fake? So like any outpouring of emotion, it's all just a trick. It's all just a scam. It's all just to try to get your money from you. It's like, that must be how they are. I don't understand how you could see the world that way if you're not that way. I posted a response to one of the, you know, hundreds of people commenting on stuff like this. And this was a little bit different, but the other sort of flavor of this type of commenter I get, this type of reaction I get to this type of stuff is just the sort of spiteful, hateful person who, again, they think that they figured you out because they just come up with the slimiest, underhanded thing they can imagine. And they just say, you're doing that. And they're just like, we know. And it's just like, again, maybe I need to appreciate more the fact that like in my life, in my world, I tell the truth and I expect everybody else to tell the truth. And I can just walk around this office, my house with my friends, and nobody's trying to get one over on anybody else. Nobody's trying to scam anybody else. No one's being a con artist. No one's looking for that angle. No one's cutting corners. It's just like, do these people even know that that's possible? It's like they don't think it's possible. It's like they think everybody must have an agenda at all times. Everybody must be lying at all times about everything. The only thing I can assume is that's because that's how they are. And that's the mindset that I don't understand and like genuinely feel kind of like horrified and like disgusted over. Imagine walking around just thinking that you're in this dog eat dog competition with everybody, and anything nice and wonderful must just be a trick, and they're trying to get one over on you and you're not going to fall for it. And it's just like, crazy. So that's the other side of the coin. When stuff happens, like, you know, the attack. Yeah. So I put up this meme, and this is kind of the idea, right? Is like, I see a nice picture of a 1950s family and I'm like, wow, I bet they're all really nice and great and wonderful. A leftist looks at it. Whatever this mindset is, I don't even know how to define it. Whatever this mindset is, it's just like, actually everything that looks nice is secretly horrifying and gross underneath the surface. Just like, not really, dude. I don't know. Sometimes things are just nice and normal, but apparently not where you live. Apparently not around you people. And yeah, the comment I was responding to there was something where they're just like, so are you going to jump ship now and use this as a launching point to your own? And it's like, God forbid. Like, what are you talking about? And again, we go over this forever because we are just the most legitimate, most upfront, most honest media outlet ever, to the point that, I mean, it's not even up to us. I mean, we're in the bankruptcy. You can go look. So many people on there just going, I know he makes, Trump, Alex Jones must be getting money from somewhere. You know, I don't know who, we can speculate, but I know how this stuff works, and I can just tell that he's getting money from somewhere. And it's like, have you done 3 minutes of research? If you do 3 minutes of research, you'll find that we have been in the control of the federal bankruptcy court receiver for the last 2.5 years. Do you think that the federal court of the United States of America is what? Laundering money for us? Hiding our, and you think that we're going to mess with a federal court bankruptcy proceeding by trying to get money under the table? Like, just think about it for a second. Just really just spend 10 seconds being like, is this something that someone would even do? No. Do you really think we're sitting around going, what if we have a pastor come on and then we give a pastor a Bible verse about a thing, and then we have that thing delivered, and then we'll pretend it's like a miracle it's like, maybe some people do think like that. Maybe some people do put on, you know, fraud hoaxes like that. If you think that's what we're doing, you need to recalibrate your discrimination metric, okay? You do not know how to tell truth from lies, and that's not a good place to be. And it means I kind of don't want you around me, is kind of what it means. Like, I am actually blocking everybody that's responding to my post by saying it's fake, It's just like, you can't be trusted. You don't know what's real and what's not. How am I supposed to, yeah, it's like, I don't even want you listening to me, let alone, it's not that I don't want to listen to you. I don't even want you listening to me because you are untethered from reality and that's very dangerous to me. So if you want to get blocked by me, go ahead and act like, this battle axe event was somehow orchestrated for something, for some reason. As if we, again, we live and die entirely on the basis of our integrity. I know for the people that lie about us and smear us, who want to project a lack of integrity to us, our audience knows that, like, I genuinely consider my job here to tell you the truth, and I understand that, like, the people listening to me right now on the radio, on Bandai Video, on X, however you're hearing me, I have the feeling that, like, you just want the truth and you just don't want to be BS. You just don't want to be lied to, which is why even I, you know, obviously I don't talk like this to my friends and family, right? When I'm sitting behind the desk, to a certain extent, I cannot help but put on a show, you know, got all these lights on me and everything. At the same time, if I'm not in a good mood, I'm just going to come up here and not be in a good mood. I don't put on an act to, you know, pretend that, you know, well, everything's going terrible, but then I get in front of the camera and go, everything's going great, everybody. No, if everything's going terrible, I'm going to sit here and go, I don't even want to do the show today. This all sucks, man. So that's what I can offer. That's what I got. That's what I put forward to make the deal. And all that we ask in return is that you support us. But again, it's just trying to, like, contend with the mindsets of people and what they think about us and it gives you insight into, like, wow, is everybody else really just, like, constantly scamming each other? They really don't believe anything they see. Nothing can be real. Nothing good ever happens. Crazy. Just talking to I can't remember who I was talking to. Scott, I think. Of people actually saying, oh, this must be 5D chess where Alex is trying to get people to pay attention to, and it's just like, maybe this is why we're in the situation that we're in. Is that it? That does seem to be what happens, is they bombarded us so continuously with lies that people just are overcorrecting at this point. Because there is something shared between, like, being super gullible and being incapable of recognizing the truth. There's something there. I don't know what it is exactly. But if you'll sit there and be lied to and believe it and accept it, you're also the type of person who will see something true and come up with your own fantasy about why it must be false. So in a word, all I can say is, you know, a total, absolute lack of discernment and discrimination from a lot of those people. And it's always the dichotomy of man, how can there be this many insane people around combined with, wow, everybody gets it. Wow, everybody who matters, everybody who I know, everybody who I recognize, they get it. They understand that, you know, what's happening with Alex Jones and Donald Trump is not a reflection on Alex Jones in the slightest, and that it is a tragic downfall of Trump is all that it represents. Let's go to clip number 15. So I gotta show this. Mostly because I stayed up all night editing. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to tell the story in a way that came across well, and then I'll elaborate on it a little bit on the other side. But yeah, this happened. I saw it happen. I watched it with my own two eyes in my office, seeing Rob Dew run in there with the axe. This was crazy. And I hope that you can appreciate this as much as I did watching this unfold live yesterday. Let's watch.
All right, I want to explain what happened today, because I'm pretty sure it was a miracle. So Alex Jones is on with this preacher,
Pastor James Williams Darkwaters,
in the context of Alex Jones recently starting to criticize Trump more and break from Trump more. And essentially they're praying for Trump.
Trump's turned it around before. It can be done. Yeah. So we have to battle for him. Watch this. I'm going to give you another scripture.
So they start reading this one Bible verse, and it's about how you're supposed to be a battle axe for God.
Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. What has Donald Trump been doing on behalf of this nation? He's a battle axe of the Lord.
And the preacher is going on about the battle axe as a symbol.
Alex, you're a battle axe. Just running around wrecking everybody. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a battle axe. Every Christian is called to be one of the Lord's battle axes.
It's all about this battle axe metaphor. And this battle axe arrives at the office the moment they're talking about it. Rob Dew just like takes it in.
He just walked in. This was delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. You talk about a biblical sign. This was just delivered.
And he's like, what just happened? Like, this just got delivered.
2 minutes ago. Rob, you just ran in here. What? You got a letter. What does this say? No, but this is biblical. This is why God works. Somebody got touched by God. I'm crying right now. To mail this. This literally just showed up FedEx. Rob, come here. Sit down. Let's read this. What the hell's going on here? He just said, literally, as you said, battle axe, FedEx arrived. What the?
And Rob's like, yeah, and he opens up the letter, and it's a letter from a guy.
He's an old carpenter and craftsman, and I was making this axe, and God told me it was for Alex Jones. It's literally what it says right there. I mean, it says it right there.
Fire burned.
He put it right there.
You just saw this. Is this insane?
This is your battle axe. Let me remind you that God loves you, gives you strength and courage, the best to you as you move along in this crazy world.
Like, you could not have scripted it better.
God bless you.
Look at
Ken.
He's literally talking about this, and this literally gets, he said, delivered to you right as he came on. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, it was insane to witness. It was.
This is how God works. Look at this.
Like, seemed miraculous at the time.
No, I just got it and walked in here. I'm like, this needs to go on the air. It was a sign from God.
And then, like, 3 hours later, Donald Trump launches this attack on Alex, where he calls him stupid. It's like, I'm glad he's been ruined. I'm glad he was bankrupt. It was a vicious attack predicated on Alex Jones turning on him and attacking, and he's as good as the left or whatever it is, which is like.
And now we intercede on the behalf of our president, Donald J. Trump.
Everyone must join us in praying for Trump right now. We're going to break this demonic spell right now. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if Trump gets off track. He belongs to God. He's going to do his job if we back him.
Is that attacking Trump? Is praying for Trump and saying we think he's on the wrong track, but we got to get him back on the right track? Does that deserve to, you know, for a guy to say, you know, I think she deserves your children to lose their inheritance? And it was after that. I was talking to one of the editors, and he was like, yeah, I think that battle axe was like a gift from God. He was like, I think that was God assuring Alex he was on the right track.
Perfectly arrives right as you're talking about it. That is the power of God literally telling us that your message was true. God obviously knows the future, foresaw all this moment to back up what you just said.
And it signifies your victory over those people who've been coming after you too, brother.
There's like deeper meanings to it that are insane as well. He says that he made it for Alex, and that it's been in his workshop for months.
So every time I went to the shop, God reminded me, that's for Alex.
But he doesn't send it because he has a fantasy. He has a vision.
In my fertile imagination, I built a two-story that would be...
Rob Dew was having trouble reading the guy's handwriting, and so it doesn't come across quite clearly.
Presenting it to you, and I won a truck.
Because at InfoWars, we do a raffle. If you win the truck, you get to come down to pick up the truck in person and come on the Alex Jones Show and meet Alex and hang out at the studio. And so he's like, I had this fantasy that I would win that truck and then I would get to deliver the axe in person.
Well, that didn't happen. I wonder what I would do with the axe.
He said his son finally convinced him, Dad, you just got to send the axe.
And he said, just send it to him. So here's the axe, brother.
It arrives on air when he's being told he's a battle axe for God. Right before Trump launches this ill-advised attack that is proven to be ill-advised, if you watch that segment and see what Alex's attitude towards Trump really was.
Flattered everything you just said in God's plan. Literally had someone make this months ago, be pushed by God. His son said, send it now to perfectly arrive, not last week, not yesterday, today, 20 minutes ago, to Rob Dew, see it, delivered it, saying, this is for Alex. How he talked, the guy that delivered didn't even know this was going on. Perfect.
No,
that's
didn't.
God's perfection right there. You just saw a miracle, folks.
That's the God we serve. I don't know what else to say, brother. That's the God we serve. And that's how he endorses men. He makes his presence known by endorsing. Man, you got the endorsement. That's all I can say, brother. It's a victory, man. Congratulations.
Alex Jones got the endorsement. Of course, it just happened to occur 3 hours before Donald Trump went on the attack. And again, the response online has been just an outpouring of support for Alex Jones. A lot of people ditching Trump over this. A lot of people seeing this as the last straw. And of course it is, it was kind of predictable, but it's interesting that, I mean, Trump named four people in his letter. He gave each of them sort of the same treatment. But Alex Jones is the one that everybody's supporting. Alex Jones is the one that everybody is mad about him betraying, because Megyn Kelly, you know, she was sort of off the train for a while. And again, you know, our history with her is not the smoothest sailing. Tucker Carlson, they've been, you know, everybody's been attacking him forever for the last couple months. Candace Owens, again, sort of, you know, spread some not very, you know, realistic rumors. But Alex Jones, he's the dude. So, like, what are you doing, Alex? I mean, what are you doing, Trump? This is crazy. Go to clip number 16 here, because this is one of the things that was posted. This was all the way back in June of last year, I believe in the lead up to or maybe shortly after the Operation Midnight Hammer 12-day war. And here's here's Alex Jones back then with a message to Donald Trump.
I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed. And the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources. So does Tucker. So does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
All right, so that was back in June of last year, around the time of Operation Midnight Hammer, when things really started going off the rails, and it's only gotten worse ever since. I'll probably spend the first hour, you know, I'll spend the next segment talking about this as well. And talking about just the lies that are being spread about Alex Jones and InfoWars, when everybody who watches and everybody who cares to find out, you can go look it up. The way we make money is people going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. That's the way we get support. That's the way you fund us. And if you want us on the air, despite whoever is attacking us and making themselves our enemy these days, we'll continue to tell the truth no matter what.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to the oliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Kate. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones, the host of Exposing Mass Media, a show dedicated to showing you the lies and corruption that are being fed to us through our national media.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, because I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now.
Alex Jones here. I've had two wonderful hours of sleep last night, and we're going to Waco.
We're going to build this church back. I've talked to the Valley Branch Davidians, and they concur with my idea to have it a church and at the same time a memorial and a museum for what happened right here on this very ground.
Going to rebuild it.
Bunch of racist garbage and division. Exactly what the federal government wants is people at each other's throats. We're not going to put up with it.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Look, I feel like I'm being raped here.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the new world order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
A revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel
on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it.
It's an invasion of privacy. There is no innocent until proven guilty in this country anymore. And Americans across the country have got to start standing up against Big Brother.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
Look at all that. I think I'm afraid of the military-industrial complex that owns our media. I think I'm afraid of the foreign banks. That's who I'm afraid of, not of you people.
Whose side are you on?
That's enough.
So it's time for everybody across America to start standing up. We got people power.
I mean, they have done nothing but ignore Clinton's massive, hardcore corruption.
I don't care about my future or my kids' future or the world's future. I'm a caring person. I like Bill Clinton a lot.
Understand that. Your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you.
This is not me. This is fact. People can check it out for themselves.
Now get out there, the Paul Revere's of the world, and educate the public.
And they love it if you call them liberals because they go, oh, we're just stupid liberals. No. No, they are fascist liars wearing little masks of liberalness.
For 1 second, feel the human spirit and stop this dehumanization. It could be incredible.
Well, I know you appreciate my son, George Bush.
And we sure as hell don't. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the belly of the beast, crashing to the lies and disinformation. No compromise. One day closer to victory. It's Joe Rogan, baby. Oh, shit, I broke the mask.
We refuse to submit. And every person out there, you have the power to lead. You have the power to do what it takes to stand up for this country and stand up for the world, the United States of America that has stood up for hundreds of years against tyranny.
We are going to win this fight.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand.
All right, folks, a little compilation from the great Darren McBreen, going with the classic meme. You know, what was your dad like in the 90s? That's what Alex Jones was like in the 90s. And seeing it, you know, you just can't help in the light of everything that's happened. Just think like, all right, well, what do the montages of Trump in that same time look like? And it would have been a lot more glitzy, right? It would have been a lot of, I don't know, supermodels, probably fast cars, jets. There probably wouldn't have been, very much. There's not a lot of him on tape. You know, standing up for the rights of average people. And there's just something so, I don't know, different. It just something different about Alex Jones. And again, if you can't see that this man's a real deal, the problem is you. And this is, there's a couple points about this, like why it's worth to talk about this. It's not just like silly drama or defending ourselves because we're, you know, afraid of what he said. Obviously, it represents sort of the apex of Trump's insanity at this point. Like an evident example of whatever he's going through, whatever this is. And I'm telling you, everything is falling apart. So Trump promises mass pardons for his staff before leaving office. We're going to get to that because they also have this story from today. Like, this is the weird part. On the same day that he says he's going to do mass pardons for his people, which like even that, it's like, okay, first of all, that's what Biden did because they were all criminals. But also, you let that stand. Why did you let that stand? The whole idea of Joe Biden doing blanket pardons for everybody for years of time for crimes they haven't been convicted of or maybe haven't even committed yet. Yeah, that was absurd. So, a couple things here. One, you probably shouldn't have let that stand as a precedent that the president is allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. They shouldn't have been allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, do you really think the Democrats are going to care? This is the real root of the madness of the Republicans. From my interpretation, Trump is doing what he's doing because he thinks this is his way out. He thinks that if I just play along and just do what these guys say, they've guaranteed me that I will be able to retire a billionaire and just, and I'll be made a hero. Cause you gotta understand, that's what's being held over him. You really have to understand this. It's like, it's not even about like, oh, we have this video of you and we'll release the video. That's how people think the blackmail works. The way it works is like the Bill Hicks joke, where they bring the president in on the first day right after the inauguration and they show them the hidden video from the opposite side of the road than the Zapruder film, where you see the shooter on the grassy knoll kill JFK. And they go, yeah, that was us. Do you have any questions now? Do you have any questions about what we're capable of and what we can do to you? But it goes even beyond that. Then they could pull out Nixon and they could go, this man won in a landslide. He won like 90% of the popular vote, something insane. And to this day, his name is synonymous with criminality and corruption. The man didn't do anything wrong. Watergate, really? Watergate, I can think of 10 scandals in the last 10 years that are crazier than Watergate. I can think of multiple scandals that have been revealed as of like a couple months. The Arctic Frost thing, way worse than Watergate ever was, and kind of the same thing, surveillance of your political enemies. Only one case it was like, let's root through their files, and the other it's, let's listen to their phone calls for months on end. So that's the threat they can hold over Trump. It's not, oh, we're going to release a videotape. It's, we will make sure that you are despised forever. We will ruin your presidency and have the American people thinking of you as Benedict Arnold or Adolf Hitler for the rest of time. That's the type of leverage they can hang over Donald Trump and his family. And they could just kill them all. And they may be making that threat. But, you know, even worse than that for someone like Trump is, we'll kill you and we'll ruin your reputation first. We will destroy your entire legacy first. So just play along. 3 years, then you'll be out. Just give us what we want, and we'll let you go on your way. The stupidity of it all, the real key to all of this, is the understanding that they'll do it anyway. You think they care? The only thing I can assume is that Trump has made some sort of deal where he thinks he's getting out of this. He's not getting out of this. Lindsey Graham's not getting out of this. They're not getting out of the retribution that's coming for them when the Democrats inevitably take power because of their betrayal. This is what I mean. Like, how do you not understand this? Like, it seems to me that Trump is operating on this idea of like, well, Biden pardoned all of his people and we let him do that. So now I'll pardon all of my people and they'll let us do that. Trump, they tried to throw you in jail over a law they literally made up to throw you in jail. What do you not understand about this? I don't know, man. It really is inexplicable what is guiding these people's minds, because right now, Donald Trump, as the last 24 hours or so, it was about 24 hours ago this thing came out, he has thrown Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones completely under the bus. Laura Loomer is celebrating it, saying she's the one responsible for it. Mark Levin is giddy as can be. Ben Shapiro flaunting, posting, you know, these braggadocious things like we were just showing. Shabbat Shalom. He's endorsing Palantir and putting out their stock designation to help pump them up. He's saying that he's going to do mass pardons for everybody that works for him, while simultaneously being investigated or basically telling everybody in the White House, hey, let's stop doing insider trading during the war. And he's endorsing Lindsey Graham. And it's just like, this is MAGA now? This is MAGA. It's over? I think it's over then. I think in that case, it's completely and totally over at this point. I'm going to read Tucker's response to this. But again, this is all just symbolic. It's just symbolic of the cold, hard facts we have to just accept and move forward knowing this is the case. That, like, it's over for Trump. There is no getting this back, which means we are almost certainly going to lose in 2026, rather, this year, the midterms. I don't see it coming back anytime soon. So that's just how it is. It's just how you have to move forward. This is what we have to understand, and we have to determine what comes next. And I'll show some clips about this. Again, it's all what we've been saying forever, and it is all at the end of the day. At the end of the day, sadly enough, all Trump's fault. Because there's no successor to MAGA, because it's all Trump all the time. I was talking about this during CPAC this year, where Trump's not a candidate. He's not at the event, but it's just his face everywhere. Just giant pictures of Trump absolutely everywhere. Like, this is not the Trump Party. It's supposed to be the Republican Party, but there's no one else. Trump did nothing to, you know, usher in a class of people like him. The people that were most like him, he actually went out of his way to destroy. So now there's no successor to Donald Trump. There's no one there to pick up the baton of the MAGA movement. It's just reverting back to the neocons, which Donald Trump only got elected because he was different from them. So they are just destroying the Republican Party almost on purpose by tying it irrevocably to this man who has done absolutely nothing to solidify his gains. You know what I mean? Like, it's over once he's gone. And there's not even, it's not even like the effects of his administration will live on because he hasn't done anything. So there you go. Yeah, and they're really doing work with the fake bulls these days. It really is something to behold. Yeah, no one even went to, I liked when I was on with Joel Webin last week, and I said, yeah, I said he had 94% approval. And the other host said, yeah, well, that was also the average age taking the poll. So it may not be the most accurate, you know, temperature test. This was Tucker Carlson's response to Donald Trump's unhinged diatribe. Tucker Carlson says simply, he's in a tough spot. Establishment media never reports this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents. Which I love is, and again, it's not even that, it's like Donald Trump. Oh my God. It's like Donald Trump has been thinking of himself as the heavyweight boxing champion, but the whole time he's been fighting against munchkins. He's been fighting against little fairy creatures or something, you know, just like the left, just liars. They actually are low IQ. And so Trump is getting knockout after knockout. And so he thinks he's a really good boxer. He thinks he's a really good fighter. He doesn't realize two things. One, it's been us doing a lot of the fighting in the first place. Wasn't all him. And once you throw your defenders to the wolves, you know, you're on your own, buddy. But second, we're not like those people. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are not Rachel Maddow and Rosie O'Donnell. Okay? They know how to do this. And so again, it's not even like, this isn't even like cynical or dishonest. It's just like what Alex Jones naturally does, where he goes, all right, you know, Trump put out this big statement, but I think this was really cover for the Melania thing. So I'm going to talk about the Melania thing. And so as Trump insults Alex Jones and everybody rushes to Alex Jones to see what his response is, and Alex Jones is sitting there going, do you guys see what Melania said about Jeffrey Epstein? I think she might be divorcing Trump. Is that what Trump wanted? Did Trump want to draw a bunch of attention to that? I think it was the opposite. I think he was trying to distract from that. And Alex Jones just reads him like a book and goes, oh, he's trying to distract from that? I think I'll point this out. Duh. What does Tucker Carlson do? Oh, you're insulting me? Oh, a bunch of people are going to be coming to me to find out what my response is? Let me lead off with Do you know that Israel blackmails U.S. politicians? Oh, let me start off by Alan Dershowitz has put out something. Let me just start off by dropping this fact that you're trying to cover up and conceal and trying to destroy me so people don't find out. Yeah, these aren't leftists. These aren't stupid people. These are geniuses in their field, and their field is the media. You may have picked the wrong fight here, Trump. And he probably expected them to flip out, freak out, come back at him super strong. Because again, that's how most people react. Most people he's been fighting are neocons and leftists, and they don't know how to handle themselves. They're also used to having, you know, this endless source of support from, you know, their friends in the establishment. So they don't know how to handle all this stuff. You really are like the king who everybody lets win. So you really think you're the best sword fighter. But when you go and get in the pit with the gladiator, it's going to become really obvious who's got the real skills and whose entire record of success has been upheld by others. Just saying. And on that note, Rudy Giuliani put out a tweet, and this seems to be kind of the method, the vibe that they're going for. I don't know if this was a talking point that went out, but really Rudy Giuliani says, whatever you think of Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, anyone suggesting they were responsible for President Trump's historic 2016 victory and the MAGA movement just isn't arguing in good faith. President Trump is the obvious leader of MAGA. And it's like, that's not true. That's just not true. It's like saying, you know, whatever, the tight end isn't responsible for the game-winning touchdown the quarterback is. It's like, I guess, but did the quarterback get tackled? No. Then maybe the defensive line played an important role in this. You know you're going to need people in the future, right? You know you're going to actually want to have supporters in the future. You know a leader isn't anything if it doesn't have a movement behind him. So it's just, what is the thinking here? That you're going to take these people that everybody knows not only helped get Trump elected, in many cases, their lives were ruined for doing so. So you're taking people who sacrificed to get Trump elected, and you're saying not only is it good Trump stabbed them in the back, but you didn't need their help anyway. So just as a signal to everybody in the future that's thinking you might want to help the conservatives, the Republicans, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, just remember how they treat people who help them. Is this a good strategy? Is this smart politics? You idiots. Nobody can deny that Alex Jones was sued because he supported Trump. 1 week after Trump got elected, they launched the Sandy Hook scandal. Direct consequence of supporting Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. Why? Because he was reporting that the 2020 election was stolen. So Tucker Carlson loses his job at Fox News because he was trying to get Trump into office like he belonged, because he was reporting on the fact the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump, and all of Donald Trump's buddies at Fox News were complicit in that and were hiding that, and Tucker Carlson refused, helped Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's reaction to that is to mock and denigrate him for not being on TV anymore. I put out that tweet earlier where it's like, Tucker, I got kicked off Fox News for supporting Donald Trump. Donald Trump, look at this idiot who got kicked off television. This is why it's not about Alex Jones. It's not about Tucker Carlson. It's about who are these people? Why are they in charge? Like, what is this mindset? What is this stupidity? What is this short-sightedness, this vindictiveness, this spitefulness? There's a million other ways to say this. Hey, guy, you know, we really appreciated your guys' help getting elected, but hey, you've really been a thorn in our side ever since, and just getting elected isn't there. Like, I could make a better argument. That's kind of sad, isn't it? that I could sit here and issue a better and more convincing statement than anything I've seen from the Trump supporters, you know, agitators, whoever they are, who just seem hell-bent on being the most dishonest, deceitful, manipulative, spiteful, hateful. We talked about yesterday when the caller called in, where it wasn't like, oh, Alex Jones lost all of his money and maybe you should have listened to me and that wouldn't have happened. He's glad. He's happy Alex Jones lost his money. Even though it was for the sake of his support of Alex, of Donald Trump in the first place. So we'll move on. I mean, I only got one sentence into this Tucker response. But let's continue it, because again, Tucker takes this attention that Donald Trump is forcing on him and uses it to the best example possible. Tucker Carlson says, establishment media never reports on this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents. Perhaps the most jarring example occurred in the 1990s when Israel used recordings of Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky phone sex session as leverage to pressure Clinton into releasing convicted spy Jonathan Pollard from prison. We're not joking. That really happened. The phone sex story is worth remembering as President Trump attempts to end the Iran war. Like many other things Israel has done, it shows that America's quote-unquote special ally is willing to play very dirty to achieve its goals. Dark money campaign contributions, extortion, physical threats, and even assassination. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. They have no issue destroying life. That's probably the most important part of his letter. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. In other words, who cares how many people you have to kill? They're not human beings. Israel's current top priority is making sure Operation Epic Fury does not stop. They know the U.S. fighting their war for them is the best chance of expanding their borders and becoming a global superpower, and a peace deal would foil that plan, their plot. Based on the country's past, its leaders are doubtless willing to push as hard as necessary to ensure the bloodshed continues. That could mean more Clinton-style blackmail against Trump or something far more morbid. We do not know for sure whether that is happening, but the mere possibility is haunting enough to keep the president up at night. He's under a level of pressure that most people cannot fathom, with rabid Israeli firsters viciously harassing him any time he dares to stray even slightly from their favorite country's agenda. Their shameless pursuit is steadfast enough to make even a man like Donald Trump go mad. They are as persistent as any group in history. No matter how well the White House has treated them in the past, they are never grateful, they always want more, and they refuse to give the president even an inch of breathing room in his unrelenting full-court press. We decided to write about this after Trump published Truth Social posts attacking our company, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones, each of whom supported him for years. Rather than engaging in petty name-calling, we want to give the president some grace. He's facing a level of pressure that is dark enough to make him abandon his campaign promises and morph into precisely the kind of politician he once vowed to destroy. He would not have let that happen unless his personal stakes were really high. We hope he overcomes.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Light. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that. Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology.
The new structure bill. On the one hand, the entire monetary apparatus would migrate on-chain, powered by decentralized crypto protocols that could finally rip power away from the unelected Federal Reserve overlords and their endless fiat printing presses. A full-spectrum overhaul, positioning America at the vanguard of a digital asset revolution while the globalist dinosaurs in London and Brussels scramble to keep their centralized stranglehold intact. On the other hand, as the roughly $800 billion investment by the UAE, Japan, and Silicon Valley to build vampiric data centers reaches a fever pitch, this new structure could be the Trojan horse for something far more sinister.
So then you'll be living in a world that you didn't agree to, didn't vote for, that you are co-inhabiting with a super intelligent alien species that answers to the goals and rules of a corporation, an entity which has access to the comms, beliefs, everything you ever said, and the whereabouts of every person in the country via your personal data. Surveillance capitalism can toggle pretty quickly into digital totalitarianism. At best, these tech giants become the self-appointed arbiters of human good, which is the fox guarding the henhouse. They would never, ever think of using that power against us and strip mining us for our last drop of cash. That's a scarier scenario than what I presented in The Terminator 40 years ago, if for no other reason than it's no longer science fiction.
Programmable money, total surveillance tied to digital IDs, and the slow march toward CBDC enslavement wrapped in a crypto name tag.
There will be no privacy, and it's a very effective controlling mechanism by the government. What I mean is all the transactions will be known. All transactions done with digital currencies will be known, which is good for illegal activities, getting control of illegal activities. But it also means that the government has a great deal of control. For example, they can tax that way. They can take your money. They can establish foreign exchange controls and the like. And that'll, so that's something that will be an increasing issue, particularly for international holders of that currency, because they might feel, let's say if you're a Frenchman and they wanted to have sanctions, they could take your money.
Of course.
You know, and so on. So there's the privacy issue of that.
And if you're politically disfavored, you could be shut off.
Politically disfavored, you could be shut off, yes.
So do you think that is the right thing to do for America, to have boots on the ground or even be involved in attacking Iran? I mean, we were the first aggressor here. We fired the first shots in Iran. Is that the right thing to do for our country?
That is the right thing to do if you want to implement the digital control grid. It's not the right thing to do if you want to represent America. But this has nothing to do with American national interests. This has to do with essentially a syndicate asserting sufficient control to implement the next phase of the financial system.
The same technocrats who've pushed Agenda 2030 for years aren't about to surrender control. They're rebranding it as progress, luring in the masses with promises of efficiency while embedding backdoors for tracking every transaction, freezing dissenters' assets, and enforcing social credit scores in real time. The real question remains, is Trump delivering liberation from the debt slave matrix or accelerating the beast system's digital noose? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Haven't seen this one in a while. We got some more AI to show you. Got lots more videos to show you today. We'll get into all the actual news here. Of course, all the actual news is the underlying condition for what has led us to the big break in MAGA. In other words, it's all bad news if you love America or are Trump. Israel is not stopping attacking Lebanon, which means there is no real ceasefire, which means we're still in the middle of a giant war with Iran with no end in sight. And the fuel shortages are getting to such a point that there's like a civil war breaking out in Ireland, like an actual, like they are deploying the military to shut down protests. And the protesters are going on TV and saying, our forces are bigger, come and get us. So this is going to happen all over the place pretty soon if this doesn't get solved. And it's not getting solved because of Israel. It got started because of Israel. It's being perpetuated because of Israel. The ceasefires that we're attempting to get are all being scuttled and destroyed because of Israel. And they are just rapidly and aggressively expanding in every way that they possibly can, including just openly bombing civilian infrastructure all over Lebanon. So we're going to get into all of that. I could just keep going with the responses to Alex Jones and Donald Trump's beef, but we'll move on. There's actual things going on. I'm wondering, which should we go to clip 12 or clip 22? I guess let's go to clip 12 here. Here it is. Fake peace. This is another AI update. Little AI update for you for how the war's going. Let's watch.
You ran to China. You begged on your knees.
Please be my friend.
Please, China, please. You called Moscow, you cried on the phone. Please mediate for me. I'm all alone. But here's the news you don't wanna hear. The strait is moving.
Ships are here.
China passes, Japan passes, India too.
Fake peace. Fake peace. Not for you.
Fake peace, fake peace.
No release.
Open for the world, but for you.
No Greece.
Iran said, everyone's welcome. Come trade, come through.
But you and Israel.
Sorry.
Not for you.
Fake peace, fake peace.
10 days and gone. You cry to everyone. From dusk to dawn. The strait is open for the human race.
Fake peace.
go cry in your place.
You stabbed them twice while they sat at the table. You talked about peace, but your aim was unstable. You sent the bums with your little friend's help. Now you want to pass. Go box somewhere else. The strait is open for China, for Japan, for France, for every ship that wants to dance. But when you come with your golden crown, fake peace.
Fake peace.
Sit down.
Open for the world, open for trade, open for everyone. That's how it's played. China ships, Japan ships, India's fleet. The whole world moves, you taste defeat.
Fake peace.
Hear that sound? That's your empire flushing down. You beg for mediation. You beg for a deal. But the strait says no.
And that's real.
Fake peace, fake peace.
No release.
Woo! Open for the world.
But for you?
No Greece.
Iran said, everyone's welcome. Come trade, come through.
But you and Israel.
Sorry.
Not for you.
Fake peace, fake peace.
10 days and gone. You cry to everyone from dusk to dawn. The strait is open for the human race.
Fake peace.
Go cry in your place.
Right, you so went this to is the latest, you went to the you know, AI Turkey, creation so out of Iran Qatar, mocking Donald Trump with extreme accuracy, I have to say. Issues, airports issue 3-week warning over jet fuel shortage as Hormuz Strait crisis continues. European airports have reportedly warned the European Union that jet fuel shortages could soon disrupt the summer holidays of many in the bloc. Airport Council International Europe have written a letter to EU Transport Commissioner warning about the dwindling jet fuel reserves across the sector, it has been reported. Inflation surges as effects of the Iran war shows in prices. The consumer price index jumped 3.3% in the year through March, a 2-year high, reflecting higher costs for energy and goods affected by the disruption in the Middle East. Trump has started the Iran war with 5 goals. How far has he gotten? Not very on any of them. Of course, he didn't really start the war with 5 goals. They started with 3 goals, then they added 2 goals, and then they added 1 goal that didn't exist before the war because the strait was open before the war. So one of the goals is simply dealing with the effects of the war that you started. How's it going? And so you're going to lash out at Alex Jones. Is Alex Jones at fault for any of this? Or is this all you and Mark Levin and Lindsey Graham, the very people that you are salivating over? Like a pathetic worm. Let's go to clip 21 here. This is one of the targets of Donald Trump's ire, Megyn Kelly, explaining how we got into this war, who got us into it. Let's watch.
I'd like to know just as much as anybody else, but all I can think in my head, based on what I've read in the paper, is we got here thanks to Bibi Netanyahu, Lindsey Graham, and Mark Levin. And ultimately, President Trump. That's not to take agency away from the president, who was bamboozled. I don't know why. He was too weak to say no. He was too gullible to see through the lies. One way or another, he allowed himself to be pushed into this insane conflict that caused, the blood and treasure we spilled, as you point out, at least 15 service personnel. Mm-hmm. I believe we're being lied to about the total number of dead and wounded. But we don't know what the accurate death toll in Iran is. How many civilians in Iran died? Mm. How many died in our allies around Iran who now don't trust us? What penalty do we pay other than the cost and the 15 lives that we expended, which count for a lot? But we didn't take the brunt of Iran's response. Our allies did, with whom we did not consult prior to starting this war, who are very, very angry, many of them, about what was done to them. What's going to happen to the trillions of dollars Trump was touting that they donated? They were offered to donate to the United States just to be nice guys and have great relations. You think they're going to spend that on us now? They're going to spend it on themselves. They've got to rebuild massive portions of their own countries thanks to the bombing campaign unleashed against them because they were within reach by Iran who couldn't reach us. So we've upset our allies. We've pleased Israel, although now they're upset that there's a ceasefire. We've upset the American base, the Trump coalition that got him elected is completely fractured and in smithereens. And he doesn't care, Piers, because he doesn't care about the Republican Party. He cares about himself. If Trump had to get reelected, he probably would have handled this a little differently. But he doesn't care that the Republicans are going to lose the midterms. I think he thought that was a foregone conclusion. And I don't think he cares that J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio wins the presidency next time around. I think there's a piece of Trump that would like to say, I'm the only one who could do it. The Republican Party's nothing without me. And the rest of us are going to be around to pick up the pieces.
I mean, a fascinating assessment. I mean, I remember early on you picking up, as I did, on what Rubio had said about the reason why America went in. And then the immediate backtracking the next day when they realized, panicked and realized they'd let the cat out of the bag. This was clearly a Netanyahu-driven operation. He had persuaded Trump to come with him. Then we had Antony Blinken saying, well, actually, he tried to do this when Biden was president, when Obama was president. And both times, those two guys said, no, we're not going to come with you. And then he didn't attack. So he clearly got third time lucky with an American president that would come with him. But I remember early on, you know, you and I and others who suggested, dared to suggest that we take Rubio at his word, that actually this was all at Israel's behest. You know, once again, we were anti-Semitic if we said that. This was a hatred of Israel that was driving our warped, crazed minds. And then you read this deep dive in the New York Times. Fascinating. I mean, what's most fascinating to me, they've got somebody on the inside telling them exactly what happened in that situation room, which is fascinating. But when you see it all laid out, it's crystal clear. That's exactly what happened. That Netanyahu got in that situation room at the White House. Like you say, unprecedented, the way he had the guy from Mossad on the big screen. He had him there with his... It was like two equal partners. And he persuaded Trump in that room to go in. And I think Trump will regret this. Well, you're right. He may not care. He may want to just say, moving on, it's a big victory, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is nobody thinks this was a big victory for the United States. Nobody can see anything but actually...
It's humiliation piled on top of humiliation. Trump tells Post he's preparing military if Iran fails to comply and talks. We're loading up the ships. Do you think that scares Iran? It's so impotent. All of these threats are so pathetic. Does he really think that they care? He's not the one setting terms here. They are. You know, I'm sick of the way this war is being talked about as if it's a matter of perspective. Right there, Piers Morgan. I mean, he was right in what he said, and he continues to surprise me. He actually came out against what Trump was saying and you know, pointing out how valuable podcasters have been, so-called podcasters have been to Trump. But he's like, you know, this doesn't appear to be a victory. No, this is an abject defeat. What are you talking about? This isn't a matter of perspective. It's not a matter of interpretation. There are facts on the ground, and they are that we lost this war. We've already lost it. As of a week into the war, it was a matter of mitigating the worst negative consequences. And it's the persistent inability to recognize reality that continues us down the path towards total destruction. Iran delegation arrives in Islamabad to talk to the U.S., but insists they won't begin without preconditions met. And those preconditions are that America rein in Israel. Again, this is just the... Again, it's not a matter of perspective, and this isn't a matter of what we've heard for the last 10 years, which was a constant, you know, chorus of the walls are closing in on Trump, the walls are closing in on Trump. But if you look at just the last like 48 hours, it's not that the walls are closing in on Donald Trump. It's that his castle built on sand is crumbling. And there's going to be nothing there. The Iran war is causing shortages all over the world. It is going to, if it hasn't already, destroy the recovery. It's already driven inflation up to where it was in the worst under Biden. You've got Melania Trump going out and giving this press conference without telling Donald Trump, talking about Epstein and trying to quash this email that's been released, which is almost certainly a part of a blackmail operation It's not a coincidence that the minute Trump gets a ceasefire that Israel hates, all of the sudden, for the first time in months, a mainstream news story comes out about Jeffrey Epstein, and it's tying Melania to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, we are seeing the blackmail operation just happen right in front of us. And Donald Trump is losing control as he's writing this screed against his former biggest supporters. His wife is giving a speech where she directly contradicts him. He tries to intimidate Iran. They completely call his bluff. So he pretends to agree to a 10-point plan, which is basically a complete capitulation on everything that they want. He agrees to the ceasefire, including Lebanon, but then is incapable of enforcing that on Israel. So Israel breaks the ceasefire. And so then Trump comes out and says, actually, we never agreed to it being a ceasefire, even though we have the admission of the people who made the ceasefire with him, like the prime minister or the foreign minister, whoever it was, of Pakistan, who came out and said, no, Trump agreed to Lebanon explicitly that it would be a ceasefire on Lebanon. So just time and time again, he is showing that he's making demands. Israel is spitting in his face and he rolls over like a dog time and time and time again. So now he's got a war on his hands that he can't get out of. He's being blackmailed by Israel to, you know, just obviously in a humiliating way in front of everybody. He's incapable of even dealing with the consequences of the war he started, let alone turn it into a victory somehow. We're racing towards the midterms, and he's only becoming increasingly unpopular as he's surrounded by sycophants and manipulators who are destroying the Republican Party from the inside out. Like, it all is really coming down around Trump's ears right now, and he is frantically endorsing Lindsey Graham and telling people to buy Palantir stock and giving speeches about how the new currency will be digital and it'll be CBDCs. I mean, at this point, I don't know what exactly, I don't know the details of what happened, but the only conclusion I can really come to is that, like, he fully sold out. And it's just like, all right, I'll be your guy. I will get the prison planet going. I just need a top spot in it. Again, it's just kind of weird because they're going to screw you, Trump. Like, what do you not understand about this? They'll get what they want from you, and then they throw you under the bus. This is how this works. You should know. You do it all the time. Okay. Israel continues to strike Lebanon after Trump asked Netanyahu to stop. In a Wednesday phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump asked if the Jewish state could please, please pause its strikes on Lebanon in order to help Washington attain a final peace deal with Iran. While Trump said Netanyahu agreed to stop the strikes, it appears the president does not have control over the actions of Israel. On Thursday and Friday, Israel continued to strike Lebanon. I'm telling you, like, what explains this? Honestly, what explains this? Unless it is, I don't know, man, like, literally, yeah, confirms he asked Netanyahu for a more low-key campaign against Hezbollah. Yeah, can you keep it on the down low? Netanyahu that day, the largest bombardment ever, 100 bombs in 10 minutes, killing hundreds of civilians. Again, man, if this was private, it would be one thing. It's public what's happening to him. It's like he's having some little secret agreement with Netanyahu that Netanyahu breaks. Netanyahu is letting Trump go on TV and say, I have gotten a guarantee from Netanyahu he will not bomb Lebanon. And then he bombs the hell out of Lebanon, just humiliating him on purpose. I mean, I'll read it again. President Trump asked if the Jewish state could pause its attacks on Lebanon to help Washington attain a final peace deal with Iran, while Trump said Netanyahu agreed to stop the strikes. So I believe Trump in this instance. Trump said, you know, Netanyahu's going to Trump. Yes, we will stop the strikes, definitely. Trump's like, okay, good. Turns around, tells the news that Netanyahu's just making an absolute fool of him. And he's still declaring victory and still saying the Strait of Hormuz will be open. Thought it was open, except for the missiles. Just absurd. Meanwhile, let's go to clip 20 here. Matt Baker has been I guess he used AI to create a translation tool. It's really good. So this is extremely useful because a lot of the Israeli statements that are the most objectionable and sort of horrifying are in Hebrew. And X doesn't auto-translate Hebrew, certainly doesn't auto-translate video. So Matt Baker, at Slave to Liberty, with underscores, can't quite remember where. Matt Baker, you go find him on X because he's been posting these videos. This is Bibi Netanyahu talking about Spain, who recently basically just said, we're not going to sell weapons to Israel anymore, and we're not going to allow America to use our bases or our land to launch attacks on Iran, because we don't like the fact that Israel first carried out a genocide in Gaza and is now trying to port that exact same genocidal activity into Lebanon, which of course has a ton of Christians and a big Catholic community that they, and they have that in common with Spain. So here is Bibi Netanyahu declaring war on Spain.
Israel will not remain silent in the face of those who attack us. Spain has slandered our heroes, the soldiers of the IDF, the most moral army in the world. Therefore, today, I instructed to expel the representatives of Spain from the advocacy center in Kiryat Gat after Spain has repeatedly chosen to stand against Israel. Anyone who attacks the state of Israel instead of the terror regimes, anyone who does this will not be our partner regarding the future of the region. I am not willing to tolerate this hypocrisy and this hostility. I do not intend to allow any country to wage a political war against us without paying an immediate price for it.
Yeah, so like screw these guys. Screw these guys. Spain has done way more for the world than friggin' Israel ever has. We actually have reasons to be friends with Spain. So yeah, again, it's just, it's, they demand total obsequiousness. They demand complete and total subjugation, even just moderate opposition verbally is enough that they want to kill you. And by the way, I don't think it's a coincidence that as of today, there's hundreds of videos on X of tens of thousands of migrants breaking into Spain. And I know that's because the Spanish government is stupid and socialist and letting them all in and giving them all citizenship. But this is the dichotomy we have to be able to shatter. We got to be able to both not support the genocidal ethnostate of Israel and also not be suicidally stupid and selling out our own countries. I believe that this is possible. I have faith in humanity that we can have principles that preclude both supporting genocide and genociding your own people. What is so goddamn hard about this? Honestly, pardon the French, but like it is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's constant. So it's like, what's Israel going to do to Spain that's worse than what their own government is doing? What could they do? Are they going to send over 500,000 Africans to rape women in Spain, and then when the women are mentally destroyed by the abuse they suffer, kill the women? The Spanish government already does that. So like we're really getting it from both sides. We're really getting hit from both sides. And again, this is the deliberate false dichotomy that's been created. It's why the Israelis so, you know, offensively took over the Republican Party to bend to their end, because this is the perfect dichotomy. One party is completely dominated by Israel, concerned only with Israel, supporting Israel endlessly because they've been fooled into thinking that somehow being in support of Western civilization, Christian community, means you must support Israel. Like it's the wildest brainwashing I've ever seen, but it's everywhere. And then the other party will stand up to Israel, will oppose the genocide that they're carrying out, but is relentlessly destroying their own countries more than an outside force ever could. This is the dichotomy that is ideal for the world destroyers and for the globalists. Destroy every country except for Israel, which is unquestionable and supreme. That's the ideal of globalism, because from Israel will reign the Antichrist, the beast system, as capital of the global government. They're telling you it. Why won't we listen to them? Why won't we do something about it? Why are we letting these psychotics drive us towards their apocalyptic end? Why?
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts. Now, iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customer, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3. And it's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the War Room. I want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. We do need your support now more than ever. And again, I just can't say it enough that, again, just responding to people on X, and people are just saying, you know, better get that resume ready. InfoWars is going down. And it's like, yeah, we are, but it's not our fault. It's fine. It's like, well, we're actually going to be bigger at the end of this. I'm actually very much looking forward to getting out from under the bankruptcy lawsuits. But they live in a fake world where approval can be manufactured, where popularity is a matter of algorithm manipulation. And that's not the world that we live in. It's not the real world. It would be a completely different story if we just weren't getting the views, weren't getting the income. Nobody was going to the alexjonesstore.com and we just sort of, gosh, the money's not coming in. We're going to have to cut some people and really got to figure out what to do to juice up some attention here, get the numbers back. This has never been an issue, never been a problem. We've sat here and watched as just gigantic towers of media, like long-lasting media organizations just crumble all around us. They've got Vice News might be the best example, right? Vice, which was so promising not too long ago, being routinely injected with $400 million, being given access to every system you could possibly imagine, having their videos forced down your throat by the mainstream media, by the big tech companies, by television stations, like they're a running channel, and they had everything on their side. And they just fail. They just outright fail. Meanwhile, we get no money from anybody except for you, and we continue to strive. I know I say it a lot. You've probably heard it a lot, but it's really amazing. It's really an amazing thing that we got going on here. And the amazing thing is, like, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about it. It just doesn't. Imagine what you think about it, but we have literally come up with a way to just circumvent all of these control systems, which is why they're freaking out, because those control systems aren't working anymore. I said it when I read Trump's post yesterday, when he's like, hey, they were kicked off TV. They're supposed to not exist anymore. Like, that's the mindset from back when TV mattered, was like, oh, you want to destroy somebody? You cut them off and they basically are gone. Like, basically just nobody hears from them. Nobody knows who they are. That's just not the case anymore. We've circumvented it. We've overcome that. We have disabled that weapon system. They can press the trigger all they want. It ain't firing. We're not getting hurt. So again, I don't know how to convey enough to you just like what it feels like knowing that you're the only people I have to please. It's really awesome. And assuming and trusting that, like, the only way I can possibly please the audience is just by telling you the truth. So, again, it's just like everything incentivizing me is just like, just tell the truth, just be honest, just express to the people who think like you either, you know, what they need to know that they might not know, or just be a voice for them. And, again, I think that's an important thing that we do as well, because – and I've experienced in my own life where, like, you'll be in a room with a bunch of people and somebody will say something and half the room disagrees, but nobody speaks up until one person does, until one person goes, I don't think that's true. And then four or five other people will immediately go, yeah, I was also thinking that that wasn't true. I also, that's how, like, that's just how the human mind works. It's how we evolved to be. It's how God made us. Like, we're just sort of scared of being the only one to step out in the open. Naturally. So you just need one person to step out and then other people come along. It's why political endorsements are such an important thing. I think I like this guy, but I don't know. And then you see somebody that you really like endorse him and you go, okay, cool. I did think that was the right guy. I was pretty sure, but now I know for sure. That's the way it works. So again, it's just like, this is the secret, I guess, to our success. Give the people what they want. By the way, we're still coming out with all sorts of new products. Ultimate Chill, Ultimate Energy are two new products that just launched, sort of combination, but you don't take them together. But, you know, for the morning, you can take the energy and at night you take the Ultimate Chill. The Ultimate Chill is a powerful daily formula with ashwagandha and L-theanine designed to help you stay calm, balanced, and focused. You can subscribe today for under $17 a month and you're locked in for life at that price. But that price will only be valid for the first 1,000 purchases. So the first 1,000 customers get that special locked-in subscription price of under $17. Ultimate Energy is also a high-performance formula with natural caffeine and L-theanine, designed to give you clean energy, sharper focus, and mental stamina without the crash. That also can be subscribed to today for $16.99. You lock it in for life at that price. Again, only for the first 1,000 people. So if you want to take Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy and get that special subscription offer, you've got to go now because the first 1,000 people will get that offer and the rest will have to pay full price, which is still extremely affordable and well worth it with this quality of product. But if you want that special deal, you got to go now to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And with that, we'll go out to some videos. Let's go to clip 23 here. This is Scott Ritter on with the great Mike Adams talking about the reality of the Iran war and Trump's role in it. Let's watch.
But here we stand at the verge of this clearly sabotaged so-called, you know, ceasefire deal. Israel refuses to take part in anything that would lead to peace. And Trump seems to, in my opinion, getting owned by Iran. But what is your take of where we are right now as we record this on a Thursday? What is it, April 8th or 9th, something like that? What's your take?
My take is that we have lost a war we should never have been involved in. There is no reason, no justification, no, you know, cognizable, you know, legal foundation of what we've done with Iran against Iran. It's an illegal war of aggression. And I always start this way because, you know, I'm an American. I love my country, but my country is a constitutional republic, which means I must adhere to the Constitution. That is the thing that makes me who I am and we who we are. If you don't adhere to the Constitution, you're not an American. You may live in the United States, you may call yourself an American, but with all due respect, you're not an American. The only thing that makes you an American is your adherence to the Constitution, your loyalty to the Constitution, because that's what defines our nation. And so when I start off by talking about an illegal war of aggression, I just want to remind people that that concept came from Judge Jackson, who was later a Supreme Court justice, but was the lead prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crime trials at the end of the Second World War that put Nazi leaders on trial. And he said the greatest war crime of them all is the war of aggression, because from that, all other crimes are committed. The United States went to war against Iraq without any legal justification. People can come at me and say, but I don't care. I don't want to hear a but. That's not how it works under the rule of law.
Losing a war we shouldn't have been in. In other words, we went to war for Israel and lost because of Israel. They're doing fine. And again, just going through the headlines, Israel continues to strike Lebanon after Trump asked Netanyahu to stop and actually got the confirmation from Netanyahu that he would stop. That, of course, was a lie. U.S.-Iran ceasefire under strain as strikes in Lebanon continue ahead of talks. United States' shaky ceasefire with Iran is under intense pressure ahead of the scheduled diplomatic talks in Islamabad as shipping remains effectively blocked through the Strait of Hormuz, and Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade strikes. President Donald Trump accused Iran of doing a very poor job, dishonorable, some people would say, of allowing oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Again, just impotently raging with a complete lack of ability to do anything about it. Strait of Hormuz remains closed, all but closed. Trump demands Iran stop tolls. Again, it's like, why don't you make them? Aren't you at war? What are we doing here? It really goes to show you that, like, at a certain point, you got to just stop talking. You got to stop talking with these people. The more you talk, the more you try to deal with them, the more you try to make allowances for, you know, their concerns, it never turns out well. The lesson I'm learning from the Iran war is, like, screw it. Just attack them. Just attack them. They lose. We are losing. America is losing because Iran just won't fold, just won't give in, won't make a deal. And that's the way it works. And that's the way the world is. You can make all the threats you want. If you don't have the ability to carry them out, what are you going to do? Which, of course, is also the lesson of Hezbollah. It's why they hate Hezbollah. It's why they've tried to, you know, always try to hide Hezbollah. Now we're hearing a lot more about it. But for years, like, you barely ever heard about Hezbollah, except sometimes they'd, like, drop it in. And I was always telling you, like, that's the real concern for Israel. Because they can work with governments. They can work with negotiators. They can run circles around anybody actually taking them at their word and trying to, in good faith, make a deal with them. The thing they can't contend with is being bombed. That's it. Do you think Trump is realizing this? There's just nothing you can do. He yells at them to open the strait. They just say no. He's yelling at them to stop taking tolls. They're just like, screw you. It just, there's nothing he can do. Just talk about overplaying your hand. I mean, it's just crazy. And so, according to Iran, the speaker of Iran's parliament, he said there's no talks without a Lebanon ceasefire. So right now, as it stands, America is desperate for a ceasefire with Iran. Israel is preventing that by bombing Lebanon. America agreed to the ceasefire on the condition that it extended to Lebanon, but is unwilling or incapable of restraining Israel and stopping them from bombing Lebanon. So, sounds like we gotta, like, break from Israel. Sounds like we gotta either restrain them, or if we can't, just separate from them and go, all right, Iran, we're making a deal with you, and Israel is on its own. We could do that. Why couldn't we do that? Because Netanyahu's got a video of Donald Trump with a child on his phone? I don't know. Maybe. It's like kind of one of the only things that would make sense in all of this, because nothing else does. Vance warns Iran not to, quote-unquote, play with the U.S. as he heads for negotiations. Which, again, it's like, does this sound tough to them? Iran is the one holding the cards here. Iran is the one at this point adhering to the ceasefire despite Israel breaking it continuously. Again, I don't even understand Iran. If I was Iran, I wouldn't be in these talks. How are you going to trust them? They're going to kill you. Or they're going to kill Vance. Russia, actually, I think it was Russia, put out a warning basically saying that they think Israel's going to kill Vance and try to blame it on Iran. Because Vance doesn't want the war, has never wanted the war, supposedly, reportedly. And it's him and Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who, of course, were the architects of the current war. The diplomatic deceit that got us into the current war. So again, Mohammad Bajer Khalibaf, the speaker of the Iran parliament, said Friday there will be no negotiations with the U.S. without a ceasefire in Lebanon and a release of blocked Iranian assets. He wrote on the platform X that two measures mutually agreed upon between the parties have yet to be implemented. These two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin, he wrote. A fragile ceasefire was implemented Tuesday between the U.S. and Iran, pausing military action that started when the U.S. and Israel carried out a joint attack on February 28th. Iran then shut down the Strait of Hormuz and retaliated against Persian Gulf allies. Both the U.S. and Iran have accused the other of not adhering to the ceasefire deal. The Trump administration dismissed Iran's claims that the deal applied to Lebanon, where Israel has carried out a barrage of attacks in its war on Hezbollah. But again, this is another thing where it's like, this is not a discussion. It's not up for debate. And you don't have to wonder. Go watch the show when this was announced. The first person to announce it was the prime minister, who explicitly in his announcement said it included Lebanon. And has gone on the record since saying Donald Trump personally said that this would be inclusive of Lebanon, the ceasefire. Now, whether that's because he thought he could get Israel to go along with it, or because he was just lying and desperate for a way out of his self-imposed ultimatum, I don't know. But again, it's not like, oh, they're both accusing each other of breaking the ceasefire. No, America and Israel broke the ceasefire. It's not a debate. Crazy. It's just crazy how things are portrayed, as if we don't have a memory. As if we can't remember Tuesday of this week when this happened. What are we talking about? Because why I went over the timeline this week, going back and watching video of Trump saying things like, no, Israel didn't force us into this. No, I forced Israel. And it's like, but we have the revelations. What was going on behind the scenes? That was just a lie. It was just blatantly lying. You don't think the enemies are seeing that too? You don't think Iran is sitting there watching J.D. Vance make these statements and just rolling their eyes? Like, it's pathetic. It is pathetic what has become of America. Just all the lying, all the scheming, all the deceit, all the manipulation, all the underhandedness. This is not how America is supposed to be governed, and it never was until very recently. They previously accused U.S. of violating three clauses of Iran's 10-point proposal. Even that, it's like they agree to the proposal, and the next day they're just like, what proposal? 10 points? We don't know which. We have three lists. All of them have 10 points. It's just like, what are we doing? Our foreign policy or our government as a whole right now is the classic meme of, haha, gotcha, I was just pretending to be retarded. Good one. Oh, you were trolling, were you? It's basically what's happening is like, you agree to a 10-point plan, knowing full well later you're going to pretend to be ignorant of it. And when it's brought up, she'll be like, 10-point plan? What? There's lots of plans. I don't know if we have the right one. It's like, you really think you're fooling anybody? The other two include a drone that violated Iranian airspace and attempted to prevent Iran from enriching and an attempt to prevent Iran from enriching uranium. Now the, quote, very workable basis on which to negotiate has been openly and clearly violated even before the negotiations began, Khalibaf said on Wednesday on X. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you. You're dealing with the Israelis and their agents in America. So, no, they're not going to stick to a ceasefire. No, they're not going to adhere to the things that they sign. No, you cannot trust them. No, you should not meet with them. They will kill you. I would think you would know that by now. Trump vows complete decimation in ceasefire warning to Iran. I bet they're shaking in their boots. Trump is threatened to use one of the best weapons ever made against Iran if talks in Pakistan fail this weekend. We're loading up the ships with the best ammunition, the best weapons ever made. Human beings. You know what the best weapon ever made is? An American soldier, folks. That's what we'll be throwing against the iron wall of Iranian infantry defense. Bet they're scared. Bet they're shaking in their boots. Donald Trump's two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire is in a precarious position because of Israel's strikes on Hezbollah and disagreements over whether Lebanon is included in the truce. My God. Iranian parliament speaker says no talks until Lebanon ceasefire and assets released. And now they're trying to do this thing where they are having like a separate ceasefire talk with Lebanon, and they're apparently in communication with the Lebanese government to try to get ceasefire talks, but Lebanese government's not who they're fighting. They're fighting Hezbollah, and the Lebanese army has no leverage on Hezbollah. So the whole thing is a ridiculous charade. The talks are ridiculous charades. The idea that appealing to the humanity or trying to impose international law, this is all ridiculous. I feel like even talking about it, I'm like somehow contributing to the belief that any of this actually means anything. We go to clip 17 here. This is what Israel's doing to civilian homes in South Lebanon, an ancient city older than most nations. Let's go to clip 17. There you go. Just again, a beautiful landscape of Lebanon just being bombed to smithereens. Another bombing raid, killing dozens, injuring dozens, killing several innocent Lebanese civilians. Yeah, I mean, it just can't go on that much longer, honestly. Now, interestingly, as you may know, we bombed a lot of the critical infrastructure in Iran. If you go to clip number 9, this was a train bridge that America bombed a few days ago. Go to clip number 9 now. So this is the first train crossing the Yayabad Bridge following its rapid post-war reconstruction. Now, I went ahead and looked into how we're doing on the Key Bridge in Baltimore, And folks, we are 70% of the way through the design process. So don't worry. I know it's been 2 years already, but we are almost done finalizing the plans to begin rebuilding it. Okay? Does that mean anything to you? I don't know. To me, I think that means a lot. Iran has already rebuilt bridges that have been destroyed in this conflict that's only gone on for 40 days. America has not rebuilt the key bridge since it fell over 2 years ago when a ship bumped into it. Right now, the Postal Service just said they're no longer contributing to employees' pensions because of a cash crisis. Trump is talking about severely cutting Medicare, Medicaid, any sort of assistance to the American people. While our roads become undrivable, our neighborhoods unrecognizable, and our border still rather porous with tens of thousands of H-1Bs running open fraud to scam their way in here. So again, everything that we say about Iran, I wouldn't give a damn if we were doing okay. Just okay. If we were just better than on the trajectory of death, which is what we're on now, go to war with Iran. What do I care? Serve Israel. That's fine. Am I allowed to let my daughter walk to her school, or will she be kidnapped? Can I, you know, afford a tank of gas, or am I walking this week? Like, how can we not manage the most basic fundamental functions of our government? You know, actually, I should stop that statement because I was going to say, but we could wage war overseas. Well, apparently we can't even do that. Apparently, the trillions of dollars that we've taken away from the American people, that we have removed from any sort of process that would benefit, uplift, or make more comfortable any single American person, that we have funneled endlessly into the military-industrial complex to enrich some people in Arlington, Virginia, and bomb children overseas, it hasn't even built us a good army. We don't even have the most advanced equipment. So this is the deal. This is the Trump art of the deal. Is that you have to suffer, you have to sacrifice, and in return, you get nothing. You get nothing. They'll take your money to give to the military, but the military squanders it or wastes it or it gets stolen. We don't even have a good military. So this is the offer that they're offering us. Hey, look, we can't afford, you know, basic help to the American people. We've got a military to build. You look at the military and it's a cardboard box and some rubber bands. But where'd all that money go? Did all that money go into, you know, investigations to determine which soldiers had a don't tread on me flag so you could subject them to HR indoctrination? It's just everything is so messed up. I don't know how anybody looks at this and doesn't immediately realize we're under attack and this is on purpose.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley about 7-8 months ago came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife. It's badass. America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry Premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you guys wonder when we're going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of The War Room is on. I am going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Let's see if there's any videos we need to go to here in the first 5 minutes. Well, we can go to let's go to clip four here. This is Benny Johnson, who's been pretty closely tied in to the Trump administration for this entire second administration, and but he's breaking from them as well a little bit, which is interesting, something to see. Clip number four here. This is Benny Johnson saying what he thinks needs to be done to our supposed allies.
On behalf of other nations, certainly don't want some other nation to walk into our White House and to lie about an operation to our president. And that's what happened. That's what Israel did here. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. You should never want that. China doing that, Russia doing that, or if it were the UAE or Saudi Arabia walking in and lying to us. Lying to our president and then getting Americans killed, I would also be rightly furious. So it shouldn't happen anyway. I think that Bibi Netanyahu should be banned from the White House, as far as I'm concerned. Along with any other world leader like that behaves in a duplicitous fashion, and Zelensky should be.
But here's the thing. It's not up to them. Like, every world leader is duplicitous. What are you talking about? Donald Trump is duplicitous. They're all duplicitous. It's up to our leadership who's supposed to not fall for the lies. And apparently Donald Trump's the only one that did. Because according to the New York Times, and this may just be, retroactively trying to escape blame for what's gone wrong, but apparently every single person around Trump told him directly, Israel is full of crap. Literally used the word bullshit from Marco Rubio. I don't even blame Israel for lying. It's like, why wouldn't they? It almost doesn't even matter if they lie or not. Like, they're just going to get what they want. It's just, why don't you go a step farther? Benjamin Netanyahu shouldn't be banned from the White House. He should be invited to the White House and then arrested on the valid war crime charges that we should actually be enforcing anyway as members of the ICC. At least we were. We probably left because of the fact that they charged Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, Zelensky as well. But it's not about Benjamin Netanyahu lying. Everybody knows Benjamin Netanyahu lies. Everybody should know by now that they have been desperate to get into war with Iran for 40 years, and they'll say whatever they think they need to, no matter how obviously false it is. It's Trump's fault for either falling for it or pretending to fall for it, because the outcome is the same. We're in this war. Americans have died. The global economy is on the brink of collapse. Trump has been humiliated time and time again. We're no closer now to getting out of this mess than we were a week ago before the ceasefire had come in. We should be at war with Israel. Israel did this to us. Israel got us into this mess. And not just Israel, the Quislings in our government and our media sphere. These are the enemy. I don't care if they call themselves American. It's not their fault. It's not Bibi's fault for lying. It's not Mark Levin's fault for portraying himself as American. It's your fault if you believe them. Okay? It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's just base lies. And either utterly, outrageously gullible suckers like Donald Trump, or victims of blackmail like Donald Trump. Or both. Or a little bit of both. Or he's in on it. Regardless, the answer is the same. Identify the enemy. Execute extraction. Not complicated. None of this is complicated. This is the frustrating part. Everything is obvious. Everything is simple. Everyone is retarded.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. The War Room with Harrison Smith is live right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatever you want. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. That was weird. 1-877-789-2539. I've only said that number multiple times a day for the last 6 years. I should probably have it in my head by now. In fact, it is so much in my head. Sometimes I accidentally give it if I am supposed to say my number, like getting reservations at a restaurant or something. They're like, what's your number? And I'm like, 1-877-789. Never mind. Don't call that, please. Don't call that number. So a very interesting thing has happened, which again, it's like, I see somebody post, somebody I follow, actually a guy that we played a video of his a couple weeks ago, the guy responding to Joe Kent, the special forces operator. Responding to Joe Kent, basically saying we have his back and he's the most trustworthy person probably in the government right now. That guy responded like, you know, I thought the axe thing was another InfoWars stunt until I saw this. It's like, what do you mean another InfoWars? We don't do stunts. What the hell is wrong with you people? What the hell? Oh my God. It really is genuinely crazy. Our thing is exposing the fraud, you guys. We are the hoax revealers. Why would we do hoax? Why would we ever need to do hoaxes? What are you talking about? Like, we don't have enough going on. Let's create new drama that doesn't actually exist. Are you kidding me? So it's like, again, I don't know what to tell you, but just at the end of the day, if you can't see the pattern, I don't know what else to tell you. We are always telling the truth. We're always telling you the exact truth. It's just so simple, guys. It's very frustrating. So, but something very interesting has happened. Something very unexpected. The son of the man who made the battle axe commented on the video. So this was the son that told the father to go send the battle axe in. at K_SCG. My father was the one who sent in the axe. We were having lunch a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me about this battle axe he made, and he felt strongly that God told him to send it to Alex Jones, which honestly sounded a little strange to me at first, but I told him if he honestly thought God told him to do that, he should definitely do it then. Then I see this today. Pretty cool, to be honest. And somebody else asks, you know, they want an axe and want to buy one from him. Apparently the dad is a bladesmith as well as a carpenter, which does he sell swords? I'm asking for a friend. Does he sell swords? Somebody else says, can you share a screenshot of the tracking showing the delivery date and time? Call me a doubting Thomas, but I think it would be awesome for there to be definitive proof shared. Why do you need proof? Like, what are you thinking? Like, not to get mad, but like, this is why people suck at conspiracies. What do you not understand? Like, there has to be a motive for the conspiracy. There has to be like something being achieved. Why would we fake an axe delivery? What are you talking about? But the guy actually has the receipts. He literally, like, nobody should need to see proof for this. But in case you wanted to, the son of the man involved literally has the actual receipts of the delivery and the tracking number, saying, quote, this was addressed to Free Speech Systems LLC, which is InfoWars corporate office and out their studio location. So it sat there until yesterday. I got frustrated and contacted Bigly. They run the Alex Jones store and asked Tuesday to get a hold of somebody at Free Speech Systems and tell them to send the axe to Alex. Apparently it had a FedEx local carrier run it over to the studio yesterday morning. That's my understanding of how it went. Probably would have sat there longer if I didn't bug them with several emails and calls to Bigly. And that he's got the actual receipt with the tracking number and the date. Estimated delivery date, 3:30, with the story of him saying, okay, it was sitting at our corporate office, and, you know, that's what happened. If somebody sends something, there's just a basket where stuff sits, and you go over there once a week to, you know, grab what people send you. So, you know, just it would sit there for a while. Incredible what your dad's line of work. Carpenter, bladesmith, works with tool and wood, wool and leather. So it's just, okay, I guess he's in on it too. I guess, you know, this is just how deep and sophisticated our psychological operation is going. It's going swimmingly. They're all falling for it. They all think that we had an axe delivered to us. That will help us somehow, I'm sure. Again, it's just like, it's one thing if you could point out what the purpose of the deception would be. What would be, okay. I'm telling you, this is what I encounter constantly. Like, I can't even understand why you think that this might be suspicious. Whatever. It's fine. It's all fine. Let's go to your calls now. Sean in California has called in. Let's go to Sean on line one here in just a second. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Harrison.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah. Hey, just a real fast, want to compliment the run the American Journal had. You remember I called in like when you took over for David Knight and haven't stopped being a listener of yours. So very proud to see you pass it to Rex and Tim, and proud to see that's going to evolve into a new form. And I'm still keeping tabs on your Moonbase show. So very happy to see that you guys are leveling up.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, let me just, I haven't even mentioned that today. Today was the final broadcast of the American Journal that we started on December, I think it was December 29th, 2019. So really starting in more or less the beginning of 2020 all the way through 2025 when I moved over to the War Room. And yeah, it was a very good run, and Rex and Tim did a great job taking over in the last month or so after Brianna Morello's contract expired. So yes, things are changing. We told you things are changing. We are redeveloping that show, and things will look pretty different pretty soon. So make sure you're following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJ and Live. I'm at Harrison H. Smith, and we'll keep you up to date on what comes next. But it was a very fun show to do while it lasted. Not fun to wake up, but great crew. Thank you for that, Sean, but I know it's not what you called in about. What's your comment on the axe? Give it to Alex.
Well, definitely. This is a thing when you spoke of discernment, and this is something you can use the, you know, swat down all these trolls, all these folks out there when it comes to discernment. You can tell they haven't done their basic, you know, due diligence or research when, you know, when they propose, oh, something from FedEx, you know, it's gimmicked or whatever. I'm sure there's a way you guys could edit it and show the shipping label, which, you know, would have a timestamp, you know, attached to it. Maybe somehow figure out a way to edit out the address. But there are ways to prove that that was not a gimmick. I'll go back in time to Super Blue. You know, people talked mad smack on you guys having this toothpaste that, you know, I still have a few tubes of it because I bought it in bulk. You know, it's a good product. And Alex let it slip that, you know, it comes from a toothpaste supplier in Maine that you can find at other places. And I did the math. I looked at the bottle shape. I said, oh, Tom's of Maine. I mean, it's just, it's relabeled. It's like everybody buys Tom's of Maine, and that's a good toothpaste brand. It's organic and doesn't have fluoride. So you switch over, Super Blue, add the, you know, the nano silver and all that. It's like these folks don't have the discernment to do like 2 seconds of research to know that if it was really a bluff, you guys could be outed so easily. So it's really this thing we have in the modern era, and that we have to discern who are trolls that just are trolling to be trolls, who are the paid bots and paid shills. And isn't it funny that, you know, whenever we speak against certain factions that we're not supposed to talk about, that's when they turn out in bulk, almost in clockwork. They repeat the same talking points. So here's a key thing, Harrison, to always remember, no matter where your media career takes you, if there's a situation where it's a catch-22, where you're screwed either way that you're dealing with it, where you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, your answer or your approach, that's usually a deep state intelligence operation, usually something along the lines of MI6 or Mossad or, you know, the Vatican's intel operation. That's how they love to do things. It's something where they don't get their hands dirty, but no matter what you do, you're the bad guy. So that should help discernment. If you ever look at these cases in the future, you'll be like, hey, Trump's in this situation where no matter what he does, he loses. But in this case, as we've seen, he's probably picked the worst possible scenario. And my discernment is he does need our prayers. Just like any president needs our prayers, but him, he needs them more so. And I think Melania needs them. I handed to Tim and Rex, you know, last night. They need to take a look at what happened to Trump's first wife, that she supposedly was found near the bottom of a staircase and died from injuries from that fall down the staircase. And those who know mafia speak, staircases and falls are kind of a, you know, it could have been an accident. I'm not saying, you know, I'm speculating, but.
And this,
you know,
this was a while the after they got divorced, thing. Right?
Yeah, it was during Trump's it was after Trump's first run there, between 2016 and 2021. I want to say she mysteriously had fall down the staircases. You know, the mother of his children. So to me, I'm not sure if that's like them sending a message to the family that they need to, you know, shut their mouths, or if it was her own business relations because she had some business ties to the same folks that Trump may be getting run by at this time. So that, you know, from Cohen to the rest, you know, they've always been in Trump's orbit. The question is, how dirty are they doing him now? And I think they're doing him really dirty, where he's damned if he does, he's damned if he don't, with the Epstein situation, with Iran, and all of it. So think of Trump as our grenade. We breached a hole into this establishment, but we have to flood in the hole while they're still stunned from the flashbang and put patriots in there. We didn't put enough in. We got to get more people involved, all different levels, all different approaches. You know my approaches, but we can't just sit out this midterm. We got to get guys, more Thomas Massey's, more Rand Paul's, more Ron Paul's, you know.
Yeah, and I know you like you like the National Assembly, which I think is a very interesting tack to take as well. Well, thank you very much for the call. Definitely appreciate it and agree with you. You know, I can't confirm or deny the white labeling of Tom's of Maine. I don't actually know, because I thought Super Blue was a proprietary thing. Maybe there was a version that was white labeled. I honestly just don't remember, because we haven't sold it in a while. But I know a lot of the tooth, you know, mouth products that we have, you know, come from Alex's dad who had experience as a dentist. So I don't remember if that's the case, but yeah, with supplements, you know, it's another thing is you'll hear people, what, snake oil salesman selling boner pills? And it's like, I guarantee if I look in your pantry or wherever, you're taking the same supplements. Like, who doesn't take like fish oil, like basic stuff? I mean, it's like, but it's us, so it's bad and it's wrong and it must be evil. And it's like, why though? And yeah, just do like just minimal research, basic research, and just ask yourself, like, would even be possible to fake something, or what would the purpose be to fake something? This is what, I don't know why people don't understand this aspect of conspiracies. They learn about conspiracies and suddenly they think that just like everything is fake and nothing means anything, and they might as well fake something just for fun because they like tricking you. It's like, that's not why people do things. They do things for gain. They do things for money. They do things because they think they have to, because they're going to lose position or money. You know, it's like people do things for a reason, and typically they'll do the thing that costs the least and gets them the most. Like, this is human nature. Like, do people not understand this? It's going back to like the 9/11 911, you know, conspiracies, where people are like, you know, all the conspiracies about, it gets really complicated. And you just think about it, you go, okay, if you were planning this, would you go through all of these various steps where every step requires new people that could spill your secrets, that is another point of failure potentially? Like, or would you just fly a plane into a building and then have explosives and stuff, obviously, and, you know, controlled demolition on top of that? But if you have like, you know, holographic planes, and we're, you know, it's just like, why would they do any of that? They have a plane. They're telling everybody they're flying a plane into the building. Just fly the plane into the building. It's not good. It's not complicated. That's not hard. That's like very, very simple. Like, again, when you're thinking about these things, just put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would be pulling it off and think like, would that be worth it? Would that be possible? Just start with that. If the answer is no to either one of those, then just move on. But it's weird, man. Why would we sell products that aren't good? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we do that? It's crazy. No, our products are the best, and a lot of them are white labeled, some of the most popular products in the world. Let's go to Jason Lowe now. Oh, Jason Lowe called in. I should have known he had a last name. Jason Lowe from Florida. How you doing, sir? MAGA Titan himself. Welcome to the show.
What's up, brother? How are you doing?
Very good, man. Long time no talk. How you been?
I'm doing well. You know, and it's funny, and I'm not saying you should know this, but I actually dropped MAGA off the Titan name after the whole COVID thing and after J6, man.
I actually, you know, knew that as while. I was saying it. I was like, wait a second.
That's all good.
Liberty, no, Titans okay. Of Liberty, I should have said.
No, all good. Listen, he's slowly crept into the creeper box. You know, we should have known this with the whole COVID-19 deal. And he still loves his Fauci-ouchie, you know. He has not said anything bad about that. We still have chemtrails. We still have him, you know, being okay with glyphosate. And, you know, it's just, it's bad.
You know, being okay with glyphosate, he's like, he like loves glyphosate, apparently. We're giving glyphosate a free pass to poison everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, back to those products, that methylene blue, it took me a while to try it, but I've had it for over a month now. What a game changer. I haven't had anything like that since the X2, the Nation Iodine. You know, I mean, no wonder why it's flying off the shelf. I mean, that stuff is a game changer when it comes to focus and clarity. And I'm able to, you know, knock these videos out and stay up as late as I need to. And then with no crash or, you know, I mean, sometimes I stay up at night because, you know, it is strong. So you have to, you know, get your dose, the right dose for you. But, man, focus and clarity, great.
It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, sometimes we'll say, you know, hey, you might need to take, you know, 1.5 times this, but like not with methylene blue. Methylene blue, follow it as directed. Don't go crazy with it, y'all.
I was finishing editing a video yesterday. It's called Dear Donald, right? And it's a playoff of Eminem's Stan, you know?
Okay, yeah.
A fan that's writing him. So I made the video. I finished last night. I thought I was done at 7 o'clock. The methylene blue had me finding so many details in my video, I couldn't post until midnight on X. So.
That's what happened. That's why I was up till 3 editing that video. It's like, because there's a sunk cost fallacy. At a certain point, you're like, if I just, man, I just 30 more minutes, I'll get it done. And then you're up 4 hours later. That's great, man. Methylene blue helping to progress the info war. Very good to hear, man. So, yeah, you've been sort of off the Trump train for a while.
You know, I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt. I've been doing the same thing you guys do. We cheer for the good thing, but we've been seeing the bad things getting worse and worse. So, you know, I've just been, you know, sitting back and taking it all in, and then I've just been putting these videos together. So there's 2 of them up if anybody wants to check them out. I'm still on band.video. I know that won't be around long, so you can follow me at Jason_LO_ on Twitter or X. And the last one we just did, Dear Donald, man, it's really powerful. You guys should definitely check it out. I think every Trump supporter feels this way right now. you know, and, you know, I dropped it yesterday, and it was just perfect timing with everything that's going on with him talking bad about, you know, the Info Warriors and Alex and everybody else. So you guys should check that out, and also check out God is Watching. That one touches on the Epstein stuff. And, you know, working with Grok, it's amazing how I'm able to put this stuff together. It saves me a lot of time. And it still takes me a couple of days to edit these videos because I'm a working man.
Yeah.
But it does cut my time like in half. So,
well, that's awesome, man. And hey, it's we know what AI is being used for. So this is seizing the enemy's weapons and using it against them. And that's exactly how we defeat them. Incredible stuff. Anything else, Jason?
Oh, just keep going, man. You're doing great. Always knew you'd be a great host since back in the day. You're killing it. And, you know, just stay true to liberty and to the country and to the flag, man. That's what we do. We're going to keep fighting. And if any video is going to get me, you know, off or if I disappear, it's going to be this one.
We're going to play it. We're going to play it. The crew's already grabbed us. We're going to play it coming into the next segment. We also apparently have a video from Ron Paul, him reacting to Trump's meltdown. So we'll play that next segment as well. Thanks so much for the call, Jason. Give us the X account one more time.
@Jason_LO_. Get that second underscore, you won't find it.
Jason_LO_. Yeah, you got to type the whole thing out. It won't suggest it to you. It's too powerful. We'll play the song when we come back in on the other side. Thanks so much for the call, Jason. Let's go to Bart in Georgia now. You want to talk about Netanyahu and Trump? Go ahead.
Yes, obviously there's war crimes going on, but I was sitting here thinking, hey, Harrison, have you ever heard of this drug in Colombia called Devil's Breath?
Yes, I have.
They call it dopamine, and if they drug you, you'll do everything they say. You'll black out. You won't remember it. 100% compliant.
Yep.
We need to drug test Trump right now, see if he's being drugged or poisoned, because, like I said, he's a clone or something. That sounds ridiculous, but this is not the Trump I voted for. And somebody could have slipped him some drugs, and an Israeli agent could have slipped him some drugs, and he's just doing whatever they say and whatever. I'm not trying to be funny. This is a serious thing that he needs to be drug tested. Thank you, Harrison, for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've talked about that before. I think actually in relation to the Epstein file, I think he got mentioned in the Epstein files at one point, but I've talked about it once a bunch because I saw the documentary Vice did about it. Devil's Breath, or the crew had the real name. What's the real name of it? Scopolamine. And yeah, supposedly you can dose somebody with this stuff and they just do whatever you say. Like they just come totally compliant. No will or soul at all. You can just go, you know, walk off the edge of the roof. Someone will just walk off the edge of the roof. They'll just do what they're told. It sounds like a magic. It sounds like something from Harry Potter or something, but supposedly it's real. And I mean, it's the number of ways that they would have to control Trump's behavior, from just your sort of mundane, typical blackmail to these crazy zombification thing. And trust me, you know what they were doing with MKUltra and Project Monarch and all this stuff in the 60s where they were dosing people with LSD. Do you have any idea the like psychotropic molecules that they've created in labs and tested? Or you don't think that the American government has extracted whatever the compound is from the Devil's Breath and like weaponized it? They have done all of this stuff, whether it's in use and, you know, deployed militarily or not, I don't know, but it would be a sort of dereliction of duty if they didn't test it to see what it could do, because say somebody else might do that and you want to be prepared. So I mean, from electronic waves to, I mean, how they could implant stuff and try, and there's really no end to the number of ways that they could manipulate either Trump or, hell, create a clone of Trump. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. It might sound far-fetched, but, you know, we're dealing with people that are talking about setting off nuclear weapons. If you think they won't go to extreme lengths to achieve their ends, you haven't been paying attention. And they'll pull off some insane stuff. We're going to go directly out to your calls again after coming back in with the new video from Jason Lowe. We'll pick it up there with John, Jay, Carson, Angelina, Tony, and Abraham. We'll try to get to all of you in the next segment. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now and get Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy, both of our new products. You can get each one for $16.99 a month if you subscribe and sign up for the monthly delivery. But if you want to get that very special and extremely affordable offer, you got to go now because it only is available for the first 1,000 visitors to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. We'll be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these... Fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where to put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this in 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning news clouds up my window and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'd all be great, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Dear Donald, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. But anyway, what's up, man? How's this war with Iran going? I love you, man. I swear I do. I voted twice, wore the hat. But now you're bombing terror. Cause Bibi Netanyahu snapped his fingers like that. You said America first. Now we're dying for Israel's benefit. American treasure burning up. American lives getting spent. Lindsey Graham whispering in your ear. Mark Levin screaming on the air. Laura Luma tweeting, hit him harder. Got you dancing like you don't care. I even got your face tattooed right across my chest. But every time I see the news, I'm feeling more and more depressed. P.S. We should be together, MAGA, forever. You and me. Your biggest fan.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. Morning news clouds up my window and I can't see it all. Even if I could, it all be gray, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Here, Donald. You still ain't called a rope. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up. You don't answer fans. I seen you on TV with BB smiling like it's all a game. While American boys come home in boxes and the deficit's in flames. You let the neocons run the show. Grand Levin Loomer pulling strings, pushing you to bomb Iran so Israel gets its original kings. Nuclear war on the table, man. One wrong move and it's all over. Mushroom clouds over the desert while you're playing golf in Florida. My wife keeps crying. Kids asking why daddy's heroes killing kids. I keep telling them Trump's the best, but even I don't believe my shit. You betrayed every voter who put you back in that chair for a foreign flag and a bunch of hawks who never sent their kids anywhere. P.S.
You still ain't called. I'm starting to lose hope. Your biggest fan, Stan Trump. My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed.
Wow, very powerful song from Jason Lowe. Follow him on X at Jason underscore L-O underscore. That's not AI. That's his real voice. I mean, the video is obviously AI. Very well done. But, yeah, had to let that play for a little bit. We hear so much AI. It's actually kind of shocking hearing a real human voice with real human emotion. Expressing what I so firmly believe. Very well done, Jason Lowe. Let's go to, the calls once again. John in Naples, Florida has called in. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Thanks, Harrison, for taking my call. I wanted to first touch base about the axe. I mean, if Alex Jones, if everybody says he was acting, then he should get an Academy Award. I mean, his crying and holding that axe, like I was watching that at work, and it made me emotional. Making me emotional right now just thinking about it.
I know. I'm right there with you. No, that's what I was saying before. It's like, okay, Alex is a good actor. He can do voices and stuff. He's not about to cry on command. I mean, it's just, if you can't watch that and immediately feel that it's real, that's the thing. Is I'm like, is anything real to these people? I mean, you see a grown man welling up with tears on live TV and then they're just like, yeah, right. And it's just like, all right. Then you just must live in a world of nothing, right? Of just like, people never feel emotions around you. I don't know, man. But yeah, dude, I was getting choked up, you know, recounting the story to my wife last night, just like the, because of how meaningful it is to Alex in particular. Again, none of this stuff is fake. The crap that we have been through.
And you guys woke me up in 2016 when I was working for an NGO airline. You know, I'm one of those people that you reached out to. And like, I realized I was working for an NGO when we're working the Ebola operations. I was a maintenance controller for Western Global Airlines. And like, I'm in this office trying to figure out what's going on in the world and like why these Ebola operations are so screwed up working for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And like, it was just like from the Ebola operations to like that, they cut off like the food supply to down Africa, just as Alex said in the past. And that's how the refugee program started out of the Congo. And dude, I had to sign NDAs prior to the COVID war a month before, because our personnel were taken by the PLA, and like we flew to Venezuela with $2 billion in 2019, and my coworker got held hostage, and like we got released by Cuba, And, like, the whole time, I'm like, I told this to a pastor, like, 10 minutes prior to that axe moment happening. And this guy, it, like, I was lost. Like, I'm fallen. And I was talking to this pastor who wants me to come every Friday to see the table for, like, a men's Christian group. And then this thing happened to Alex 10 minutes later. It's about getting an axe and being strong, dude. He just, like, broke me, dude. I was like, this is my time, too. Like, everybody's got to get involved in their community and understand that, like, it's not over. The war's still going on. I worked under Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I went through the garbage with figuring out how this all went down because the info was there for me. And, like, what I went to, like, after I got out and realized now that, like, it's all about the AI data centers now and the water positive agenda 2030 and how Bill Gates sits on top of farmland in Florida that's in the largest aquifer in the state and everyone wants to build freaking data centers here and destroy the environment and just lie to us and we're talking about a pole shift and, like, it all makes sense and people just don't see it and, like, the InfoWar does and they've always seen it. They've always been there for me. And yesterday was just, like, the pinnacle of everything for me, man. It just killed me. Just broke me, dude. Like, people need to understand that civilian air cargo companies and certain airlines were used under Biden for, like, human trafficking and money laundering and all sorts of nefarious stuff, and people are compartmentalized. And that's what I learned from Alex, because I called in years ago when I was working at Western. I ran in the parking lot, and he told me about that. And that's what we have to deal with, compartmentalized people now in this current administration. They want to be neocons and go along with it and just party and do all this crap while we sit here and suffer and listen to their lies because, like, oh, we want to get in our little boxes and try to get in these little deals and be grifters in certain places. And we start attacking each other, and we forget about what's really happening in the world, that the next slave system is right over our heads. And just, like, people need to be there for the info. We're a huge family internationally, and everyone needs to get down into their communities and look around what's happening in the AI and make sure that you're getting protections for your children's future. It's so important. And thanks for listening to my rant.
No, that was very powerful. I probably would have responded if I wouldn't choked up a little bit myself, man. Yeah, it's everything seems to be sort of coming to a head, and again, not just to, like, brag or any, it's not me bragging, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but, like, the InfoWars mindset, the idea, it was like fully formed and perfect when Alex first introduced it. And you can watch, and I'm sure if you've been a fan for a long time on InfoWars, it's like everybody eventually realizes that we were right. Even if they're just dead set hardcore, you're a bunch of idiots. Don't you know that it's the Jews? It's got to be the Jews. And we're like, look, it's some Jews, it's some not. You can't blame it. And it's like, and at a certain point, everybody eventually comes around and goes, you know, it's actually all about 1776. It's actually about personal responsibility. It's actually about getting the poison out of the food and water so we can actually be human beings and fully reach our potential. And it's about everybody of every race, color, and creed. It is a worldwide move. Like, everybody comes to this conclusion eventually. Even the word InfoWar. How long did it take the rest of America to realize that they were in an information war? Now you see it in every article pretty much about how the information war is going, who's winning the information war. Alex just figured, I don't know how he did it, but he figured all of this out. And again, I can point you to specific examples. I'd say Nick Fuentes is one of them, where for a while he was a lot more hardcore on, like, the, you know, white exclusionary thing, not to mislabel him in any way, but I've seen a video of him recently kind of going, you know, it's are you American or not? If you're American, then you're on my team. And if you're not, you're not. And if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. We need to be on the same team together. And it's like, kind of like Alex Jones has been saying for 35 years. Owen Benjamin was on with Alex the other day, and he was saying the same. You know, I realize it's the whole Jewish thing. It's actually a little bit more nuanced than I thought. And it's like, can everybody just listen to Alex Jones? Just please, just listen to Alex Jones. Just trust Alex Jones. And he's just right about everything. I don't know what else to tell you. That's it. That's it. Because it's all born from first principles, Christian American principles that are universal and complete and solid and require no caveat or, you know, increment, you know, change to meet the exact moment. Like, they're just always there. They're always valid. It always works. Like, there are just things you can apply to any situation and you get the right answer. And the thing that you apply is like love of all humanity, hatred of despotism and tyranny, hatred of lies, love of truth. Like, it's very simple things, but you just apply those and you're always going to be right. It's pretty simple. And so, you know, again, not even to brag, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but like, if you have discernment, it's obvious once you hear it. Like, yeah, this is the right way to be. It's the right view to have. And it's why, despite all the names they call us and labels they give us, I've never been shy to say I work at InfoWars. Other people might, you know, oh, do you tell people you work at InfoWars? Of course I tell people we work at InfoWars. Why wouldn't I? We're not racist. We're not hateful. We're not bigoted. We're not anti-Semitic. We're not stupid. We don't make things up. We don't lie. You know, I'd be embarrassed to say I worked at CNN, right? I'd be embarrassed to say I worked for Trump at this point. I'd be embarrassed to say I'd be a lot in a lot of these organizations. I'll never be embarrassed to be part of InfoWars. Let's go to Jay in Maine now. Jay, thanks so much, and thank you for the call, John. Jay in Maine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing? I love you guys. Man, I've been watching you since day one, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
This is also going to tie into the Jason's video there with the big bright red MAGA hats flying everywhere. This is going to go down the rabbit hole a little bit. It goes a little deeper here. I received the sermon a long time ago when I was saved. Around Trump's first term, I kept seeing clips of Marina Abramovich show up talking about Trump, talking about how he's the great magician, and she meets with all these shamans, and they do collective dreaming, and they see Trump, and he's the great magician. These are verifiable clips. You can find these anywhere.
Yep.
I said, oh, that's odd. And then I start seeing him do these rallies and these MAGA hats everywhere, bright red MAGA hats that look like he was being worshipped almost. I said, MAGA, that's a weird word. Then I found the clip of the Church of Satan, highest level of the priesthood, is called the MAGA, M-A-G-A. I said, ooh, this is quite strange. But my discernment was going off like crazy. I said, geez, it looks like they're worshiping him with a talisman. So he's, preaching out to the choir and receiving all this power. And I mean, 50,000, 100,000 people were showing up. So I believe there's been a spell put on. And after this, he came out and he did a speech. Most of the people thought it was about immigration because they clipped in a couple of surges to the border in between the speech. It was a speech he gave called, you knew I was a snake before you let me in. This is called Revelation of the Method. He came out and he actually told everybody who he was, what he was doing to make the spell that he was putting over people much more powerful. That's where I think we're at. I think he's a very high-level magician, just like Abramovich said he is. And he's surrounded by Chabad Lubavitch. These are the guys in the black hats that surround every president. They're obviously all very high-level Kabbalists.
Yeah.
And I think on the spiritual level, that's what we've got going on here. Now, if you were to take that information, maybe put a clip together and put it out there, you'd really ruffle some feathers, but you'd also probably wake a lot of people up. And I'd put it out on X, but I'm banned. So, you might see why I'm banned. But
Yeah. I've seen people post that clip about Trump and the snake. I get where you're coming from, and I know, there are old stories from like the 80s of where it's like Madonna and Trump have the same Kabbalist teacher or whatever, so clearly he's tied into some of that stuff. But then I've also heard other things, like it's happened a few times, but you'll have like legitimate, actual, honest to God, like witches covens and things, or like, subreddits where it's like they all do witchcraft and they try to curse people or whatever. And you'll have these people going, yeah, Trump is under some sort of protection. We can't get through. Like, you know, they actually think they can do magic and they like try to target Trump. And they're always like, yeah, we can't get through. We cannot penetrate the shield around him. Cause, you know, there's a lot of good people, you know, praying for Trump and protecting Trump with their prayers. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're right. You know, maybe you're right. At this point, I'm not going to discredit your thoughts. I tend to think it's a little bit more mundane than that and a little bit more just earthly and just your classic corruption. But, you know, you may be onto something. So thank you for the input, Jay. And yeah, again, you know, with these people, you kind of got to go like where they're, you got to look at it from their perspective. You know, like one of the things that I find very strange is people will bring up the fact that Jeffrey Epstein called Trump a monster. And it's like, yeah, because Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. Like, yeah, the Gorgon considers Hercules a monster, Pericles a monster. Like, you want to be a monster of the monster, right? So it's that type of stuff that's like, okay, if they're calling him a magician, like maybe it's a compliment. Maybe it's like kind of half an insult. You never really know. So it looks like Candace Owens came out with a response to the truth. And the crew's telling me we should go to some of these clips. Are they good? How long are they? Let's go to one. We've seen some of the other people respond. We saw Megyn Kelly and Tucker respond. Let's go to Candace Owens now. She put out a video responding to Trump. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, but the crew's grabbed some clips. Let's go to Candace Owens.
It seems like you can't put together a coherent thought. Let me tell you something, and this is just reality, okay? Going back to just the rules of the jungle, okay? Let all the politicians and advisors around you evaporate for just a moment. Just you and me, ready? People will not fight beside, behind, or for someone who is fundamentally disloyal, okay? If disloyalty and deceit is in your nature, then I highly suggest that you combine it with silence. You can be what you are, but I would advise you do it quietly, Trump, because MAGA is no longer commanded by you. And you know it. You know it. You belong to the Epstein class. That is your legacy now. People will see your name on buildings, whatever was agreed upon in those boardrooms, Jared Kushner, Trump, Gaza, hotel, whatever you tweeted. So crass. They will see that. You will earn that. And then when they see it, they will think about how many children had to die or be raped by men on islands so that you could stick the Trump name upon a building. And for clarity, Mr. President, that's not my fault. That's not Megyn Kelly's fault. That's not Tucker Carlson's fault. You made that trade. You chose money above respect. And what an absolute shame that you chose to do that toward the end of your life, okay? Because you can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go, just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? You can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go, just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? Let me be perfectly clear when I say this. Charlie Kirk, he died free. You will most certainly die a slave. Okay, you are in chains right now, and the entire world can see that perfectly. At best, what you can hope for in this moment is that maybe one day upon the college campuses that you so deeply cherish, they'll teach all about your now tarnished legacy as the perfect modern day example of Plato's allegory of the cave.
You know, she's right. Again, it's like, okay, he already had half the country kind of despising him, but he had the other half who would be willing to fight to the death for him. And he was just systematically forcing those people away. So you're going to have nobody but Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. And I get it that, you know, you think that this is a long game. They'll be the ones publishing the history books, but I don't think so. I just don't think so. I think the game is up. I think the game is up. Let's go back out to your phone calls, because we got a few more and people are holding on. Let's go to Angelina in South Texas here. Angelina, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. It's been a while. I'm glad to talk with you.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just go ahead and go straight to it. I have been on X tracking earthquakes and satellite imaging and capturing new earthquake weapons. I was doing this a lot in 2024. They all have the same pattern. And so I looked at that threat that was done by Donald Trump. And how can you destroy and disintegrate an entire civilization?
You think he's going to use an earthquake weapon? I was wondering about that. Rods from God, or because he's like, no nukes. We're not doing nukes. But then he keeps saying, but we have these other secret weapons that you don't know about. So you think it might be an earthquake weapon?
Oh, yeah. They're very easy. They can easily be seen on the infrared long-range satellite. And so I started looking at Iran. And the first thing they do is they make a nice box. Right angles. First, you see the parallel lines, and you see the right angles. And then you see probably on the southwest, I call it the southwest corner, the left-hand side corner, there's going to be there's two little half clouds.
Well, tell you what, Angelina, I follow you on X, right? You show this on X?
Yeah, I have the latest stuff up on X right now.
All right, well, I will take a look at that. We only have about 2 minutes left in the show, and I got to get to some of these other calls. But thank you so much for the call, as always, Angelina. And I will DM me on X, and I'll check it out and show it on Monday if I can remember. But thank you so much for the call. I do want to go to Carson in FEMA Region 2 here. I want to talk about spiritual warfare. If you can keep your comments short, go ahead, Carson. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. I need to make this quick and concise. So obviously you had James Williams on the other day and literally a miracle appeared on air. I highly suggest you talk to Alex and get him on air as soon as reasonably possible. There's a very important event coming up. I don't know if you know what's happening on May 17th.
No.
Trump announced back actually a month before the war even started, you can even look it up on the White House website, that a rededication ceremony of God, one nation under God, is happening on that date. Obviously, everyone's talking about is Trump possessed, is this or that. Obviously, you know the enemy. These are wicked, satanic creatures that are doing all types of witchcraft, wizardry, this or that. If they know there's even a slight chance that that rededication ceremony gets this nation rededicated back to the true Lord Jesus Christ, they know they're finished. So that's why all these attacks, satanic spiritual attacks, have been happening. And I'm sure you've seen it within the last month. February started, they ramped up. Ridiculous. Like out of nowhere, Trump has been off his rocker compared to where he was before. So that's and James Williams has talked about this before. I highly suggest you bring it back on because this is a very important event. Christians need to be aware. We need to fight back and make sure this dedication ceremony is rededicated back to Jesus Christ, because if the enemy rededicates it back to any of their fake gods or little g gods, their satanic fallen angel gods, we're finished.
Okay, May 17th, and it's the rededication. All right, we'll look into that. Thank you for that. That's about going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for joining us here on The War Room. We will see you back Monday afternoon. Please do go to thealexjonesstore.com to support everything that we do here. Y'all have a good weekend, and stay safe, and we'll see you on the other side, folks. Again, thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it, and in these times, we appreciate it more than ever.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandrescore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandrescore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandrescore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexandrescore.com, and I thank you for your support.